B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 2 o'clock in Philadelphia and time for the best show ever. Now, you're starting lineup. Bring in the heat. Ricky. The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, everybody. Best show ever here on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. I'm laughing because Ricky Bose said something funny right as the intro was ending. Oh, man, we actually have a lot to get to today, so let's get right to our opening statements. We start with the word of the day. And the word of the day today is return. Now, this will be a topic that'll be multi-layered. I'm looking forward to talking to everybody about it. First things first, Jalen Hurts playing the Giants. And the last time, and we know how well he's played, the last time he was at the Meadowlands, though, he had his career worst game. And now he makes his return there. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Cole Hamels. I saw that he wants to make a return to the major leagues, and there were some Philadelphia fans who want him to return here. I personally disagree with that, but there are some other players that we may want to return. And Trey Turner's press conference is now official, 11 years, $300 million. We will carry his press conference live here on 97.5 The Fanatic, and of course, NBC Sports Philadelphia, and he's going to wear number 7. So, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles will start there, and then we'll branch out. Now, obviously, Jalen Hurts has been excellent. In my opinion, he's the league MVP. I know everybody on the show here thinks very highly of how well he's played. And we have to now find out if the Meadowlands is just one of those buildings, if that is one of those buildings. The last time Hurts was there, and this is where we're also going to ask everybody, is Jalen Hurts a human, or does he have some robot? And I'm asking this question, like, in the best way possible. Ricky, you played at a high level. Hunter, you played at a high level. And everybody knows that with baseball parks or some places, you just feel more comfortable than others. It's just a statement of fact with pro athletes. As much as they're supposed to put their heads down and just play, they are humans. And the last time Jalen Hurts was there, he completed only 14 of 31 passes and threw 3 interceptions in the Meadowlands. Now, obviously, he's a different player now than he was then. But some people, just like in baseball, there's certain journeyman players that bat 400 against a Hall of Famer. No one knows why this happens. It's just they're comfortable against that. There was some backup catcher that batted like 380 over his career with a lot of at-bats against Pedro when Pedro was leading the league in adjusted ERA, like leading history in adjusted ERA. There were certain people that got to him. We've seen over the years certain players struggle up there in the Meadowlands. Donovan McNabb used to own that building, had no trouble. Eli Manning would have more trouble in that building than him. Other guys go up there, and it's fright night. And then the other question is, as he makes his return, does Jalen Hurts, is he the type of guy to remember that? Because I know I would. I would go, man, the last time I was here, I played like crap. I'm going to go back up there. I'm going to handle my business. That would be me. But I recognize that not everyone is like that. And Jalen Hurts is wired differently, basically, than any other 24-year-old I've ever come across in my life when it comes to professional sports. How mature he is, how much he's able to take it one day at a time. But the last time he was there, and this Giants game is a big game because the Giants are feeling themselves. They shouldn't be, but their fans are feeling themselves. They still believe that they're a real team. I think they're a well-coached team with Daboll as we look forward to Sunday, but I think they're under-talented and they're just not as good as the Eagles, and I think the Eagles are going to win and cover. But one of the things that obviously can throw something like that off is if the quarterback just has trouble in a building. And it happens. Like, right now, why can't the Chiefs beat the Bengals? On paper, the Chiefs are better. They just seem to have trouble. It's just weird things happen in sports. And I'm just wondering, is Jalen Hurts, as he returns, as he makes his return back up to the Meadowlands, is he thinking, man, I got to go out there and ball out? Is this just another division game? Where do you think his mindset is? And is there any chance that that building calls it? Because since then, he's been, since then, not just this year, but since that point last year outside of the playoff game, he was excellent down the stretch after that in the regular season. He's been great all year this year. But that game was like, I don't know if it was a turning point, but he was terrible in that building and he gets the return for the first time. Hunter, you've observed him. Is he the type to care about something like this, or is it just business as usual?
I think it's a combination of both. Now, publicly, he'll probably say that I'm not worried about it. I just go do my thing. But the reason why he's as sharp as we look at him is because he takes things that happened in the past and he grows from that. He uses that as the experience where, hey, I remember seeing this read. I missed him. I remember doing this. I didn't see him. I didn't make the throw. So everything that's happened in his past is part of the reason he is who he is today. So there's got to be some sort of combination. Also, you look at what A.J. Brown just did to his former team, and that's his best friend. You don't think that inspires him to go out there and kick some ass too. And it's also one for Bradberry. So if Bradberry's not going to let it go, maybe that snowballs into the fact that, hey, you know, I know the cornerback is dealing with some hatred because he was once there in New York. And it just becomes one big atmosphere in there. And I think he is a human. He said yesterday, the other day when he spoke, that he's emotionless. And I kind of got fired up thinking about it because I know the way that he carries himself. But I just feel deep down, as much as you want to say you're emotionless, we're humans and we do have that emotion side of it. So I'm not worried at all, though. I think he's going to go out there, ball, do his thing. So pretty much I see it as he will remember and he'll use that as motivation to have a historic, phenomenal day that he's basically been doing every week. You go from 157 rushing yards to 300 plus, not even playing in the fourth quarter. This team's just going to continue to roll, Ricky Bow.
I know if Jalen Hurts sticks to his game plan, he's going to put up numbers, and he knows it. He's no idiot. He remembers every little thing from that game, every pass from that game. When you think about the Meadowlands, the one thing I think of is swirling winds, and it's tough to throw up there. You hear it every time there's a game up there. You will hear them talk about the winds at that stadium. Maybe that had some kind of effect on it. But this is a guy who understands when he has a bad game that it's not necessarily a revenge factor. I don't call it a revenge factor for him. I think it's redeeming himself. It's about redemption. It's about him saying, okay, this stadium had me last time I was here. This team had me last time I was here. Now I'm just going to turn that around and make it look like that was just a blip. Because that seems to be one thing that he does extremely well. And when you think about it, I mean, going from last year to this year, I think he probably looks at a lot of last season as a blip, especially early on in the season. And now all of a sudden, he knows where he stands. He knows that when he went, last time he went into the Meadowlands, he wasn't elite. Now he is the elite of the elite. Probably an MVP elite, if you will. And I just look at him to stay within himself because I think he has that in him. I know a lot of players. I've had tough situations in certain stadiums, okay? And I knew it going in there. And there are times where you can't get that out of your head. Fenway Park, it owned me. It had a gun to my head when I was standing out there on the mound. It was horrible. I disliked the place. I didn't like the feel when I was on the mound. I felt like home plate was 300 feet away when I was pitching there. There's a lot of things that go into this. I think the one thing he's probably going to do when he first gets there is go out there and get as much of a feel for the field, every part of the field that he possibly can. And the one thing you want to do, obviously, as a quarterback is go into your own end zone. Not the end zone you're going to, but get a feel for where the crowd is behind you just in case you get put in that type of situation. I think he's got everything covered. I mean, he's got all the weapons he needs. The Eagles are a better team. All he has to do is show up, make sure he's making the right reads, and everything's going to go well for him, and he's going to look like a superhero anyways. So I think he's in just a good boat right now going into New York.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. So obviously it's that. And then Cole Hamels mentioned that he wanted to return, although Heyman called him Coke Hamels, which is a great name, by the way.
Heyman had a terrible 2 days.
He's struggling a little bit.
But think about this. Think about his job for a second. Yeah. And those are probably the two most important days that he had.
Yeah.
And he completely crucified him.
Right. Who's left that's a marquee name? I mean, most of the marquee, you still got a couple guys, Correa and stuff, but a lot of the top names went, and he was all over the place. But a lot of fans, because they remember 08, went right to bring Cole back to Philly. Now, me personally, I did not go there. Did you, Hunter? Did you, Ricky? Did you go right to, let's bring him back here?
I said, don't bring him back.
Same. Not the time.
Why would you?
Not the time.
All right. So we're going to talk about this with the question of the day as well. But just right now at the top, I want to ask everybody, 610-632-0975, who would be an athlete who you would want to return? Because we're unanimous here. Now, if you want, Cole Hamels will listen to you. It's just, I don't see how he would help this Phillies team win, which is a team trying to win the World Series. I just don't know. Is he going to be a crafty guy out of the bullpen? Like, I don't know what he would have left. But who would you like to have back? And you know, I can't help but think about this Phillies bullpen and how much better it would look with my personal friend Hector Neris.
Hector.
And your friend.
He is my friend, which makes this very difficult because I'm very emotionally attached, just like you are. Hector Neris would be a stud in this pen. Remember when he was the eighth inning guy? Everyone was all bothered when he stunk as the ninth inning guy, then he moved. When he was the eighth, he was lockdown Hector.
He was a beast.
It was so incredible.
Go with Nick Pivetta. Bring back Nick Pivetta.
No.
Bring him back, and then right behind him, Vince Velasquez. And we'll just trade away Wheeler and Nola, and those two could be one, too.
Yeah.
I would say no.
We're not going to do that.
And then we might as well bring back David Robertson while we're at it.
And it doesn't only have to
again,
be Phillies players, so we know some of the people that are going to come up, so we'll also talk about that. And then also, just as a news note, because we're not going to be able to really discuss it in a real way, Brittany Griner is returning to America.
She's on a plane as we speak, I believe.
Yes, you are correct. I honestly don't care what anyone thinks about it. Just make it clear. But it was the lead national story in sports, so we're mentioning it as a sports thing. If somehow you think you can be non-political and productive about it, fine. But I think we should probably try not to thread that needle today. But it is a big story, so we're talking about return. We're talking about, and then we'll obviously get to the trade charter pressure, and we'll react to that after the fact. But the return of Jalen Hurts to the place where he had his worst game of his career, and who, with Cole Hamels wanting to return to baseball, who would you want to return to Philadelphia? It doesn't have to be realistic. The only rule is the player has to still be active right now, and we'll have a lot more today here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing. I need some fun for that. NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. What do you guys think about this version of this song?
That's a no. There's no, like, up-tempo to it.
Jen?
It's Hall & Oates. Of course I love it.
I just asked it.
I'm just appalled at Ricky.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I'm also on Ricky's side here.
What?
Sounds like appalled notes is what it sounds like.
Oh, my goodness.
This sucks.
I didn't expect that right at the top. Ricky coming out hot. I didn't expect that.
Where is the up-tempo beat of this? Come on. That's what the song's for.
Well,
to keep up-tempoing it.
You got the Grinch over there.
Come on. I had to sing chorus when I was like in fourth grade. We did it better than this.
This is probably the best start of the show that
we've ever had. All right.
Oh my.
Jingle Bell Rocks is. Do the Jingle Bell Rock. Don't do the Jingle Bell Rock and go backwards with it. No. We should have played it with little violins.
My goodness, you feel very passionately about this.
I think that one should be upbeat. It should get you really into the fired up spirit. Maybe to have a little peppermint schnapps.
Yeah, there's no schnapps. You can't drink. You only can drink like brandy with that version.
I don't mind some brandy, though.
That's all you can
do. It's understood,
in a rocking chair. Ricky does want a rocking chair ride.
I want people up out of their seats.
Yeah. 2 o'clock hour brought to you by Ferguson HVAC, Larry Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit one of Ferguson's kind of locations, the Ben Salem, King of Prussia, Pennsauken, where I grew up, or Westchester today. And now time to start the Twitter poll with Jen Scordo, the appalled Jen Scordo. Hello, Jen.
I am appalled. Hello. All right, will Jalen Hurts have another MVP-type game this weekend in his return to the Meadowlands? He had his worst game ever there last season. You can answer three. Well, you have three different choices to answer from. Yes, absolutely. No, but he'll be okay, or that building is toxic. Right now, early votes have 63%. Yes, absolutely. He'll be fine. Another MVP quality start from our quarterback.
Yeah, and really for me, I have full faith in Jalen Hurts. I think he's the league MVP. But it's just that even last year when he was struggling, he wasn't 14 for 31, three interceptions bad, like he was in that particular building. And we haven't seen anything close to that since. So that's what makes me think of the question. Like, is he, I would be aware of it. Ricky, you mentioned you knew the places where you didn't feel comfortable.
Feeling. It's a feeling because there's no difference. You go to every mound in baseball, it's 60 feet, 6 inches. The mounds might feel a little different. The slope might be a little different. But yeah, there was, I would say there was probably two or three ballparks where I felt like I didn't feel myself in.
But my question becomes, was that after the first time you had a stinker there, or is that after five or six times you come in relief and it's like, whoa, now there's a trend? Because one start for Jalen Hurts, I think he looks at it with the healthy view. I'm going to get better from this game. I remember how poor I was, but nothing where it's going to take a toll on his mind and now he's out of his rhythm.
See, that would be a disaster. If he goes in there and has another disaster game, then it's really embedded in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he goes in there and has a decent game, I think that's all gone. You know what I mean? You could erase this memory very quickly for him. But, I mean, it's not like he's played there 40 times.
Right.
So it's not like it's been a house of horrors for him.
No.
It's one game. He had a bad game. And you kind of just kind of push it off to the side.
Yeah, I think he will. I truly do believe he will. It's just that the Giants, it's just annoying to me, by the way, that the Giants are feeling themselves. For some reason, they're annoying me more than the Cowboys stuff. They're on my nerves. I don't respect the Giants.
Why? The quarterback can't do anything.
Well, these people are talking.
Is it the team or the fan base that's bothering you?
It's the fan base and the stuff around it. They're just annoying fans because they luck into a couple of Super Bowls when they were never the best team. And now they walk around with this air of superiority that they don't deserve. And so do the Cowboys.
But they have won.
Yeah, well, that's why the Cowboys I can dismiss.
Cowboys haven't won in God knows how long.
Even though I can dismiss the Cowboys fans, and I literally do. I don't speak to local Cowboys fans. If you're a Cowboys fan and I know you, you used to know me. Because you know I don't talk to you now. I don't answer your calls. I don't answer your texts. I don't respond to you because you're a Cowboys fan. But Giants fans, because they have won, I have to allow them a certain amount of latitude with their mess because winners do what they want. We'll get into that. If you don't want people to do stuff, win. But that's we'll get to that later in the show. But they're just on my nerves right now because I know that I think Daboll's real. And they're a better team than they've been. But let's slow down with the Giants can play with anybody and all that kind of stuff. It's just too premature for me to respect it. And the last thing I need is for Jalen Hurts to go in there for some reason have another bad game. And I have to hear from them to the last game of the season.
I agree. Now, the Giants fans that I associate myself with, they all look at it this way. They're not as good as their record says. And they just are really proud that the coach is moving this franchise in the right direction. But they feel it that, yeah, it's a little misleading. We're not as good as how many wins we have, but they're still proud or where they're at, but I think that makes the most sense. I personally haven't been around a lot of the Giants fans that are smelling themselves too much, but I'm not saying they're not out there because I know they are.
You know, you have this like nice group of people around you.
Well, I don't know about that.
You do. There seem to be reasonable people. See, I got jerks around.
I have friends in Connecticut that are Giants fans, and they're like, yeah, they stink. They're not that good.
So how come they find me? So some of y'all just stop talking to me.
And I'll tell you why they feel this way. Because of the quarterback. And it goes back to Jalen Hurts is special. And that's why you have this view that we do. Because your quarterback can play and Daniel Jones can't.
And before we get to the phones, why is it that with the Cole Hamels thing, just one more time, we respect Cole. Like, if Cole wants to come on the show, by all means.
Come on.
Yeah, we love that. It's why is it that fans' reflex was to go on social media and say, come on back. Knowing that this team is about to, they're trying to win a World Series.
I think people should wake up. He won a world championship 14 years ago. 14 years. It was 2008.
Yeah.
I mean, do you really want a guy coming back at 38 years old that hasn't pitched competitively since 2019?
He made one start with the Braves, and then he had to get shut
down. In 19, right?
He pitched three and a third in 2020. One start.
Oh, okay.
An 8 ERA in that 3 1/3. Allow 3 earned runs.
I don't understand what the love affair is.
And I hope that he gets the return, and I hope he does well.
Good for him.
I just don't think it should be here. But a lot of fans on social media, which I know is not real life, jump right in, man, That'll be the icing on the cake of the offseason.
And by the way, he's not going to be free. Like, people think that, oh, he'll come here for $1 million and play. No, that's not going to happen.
Well, we do this everywhere, though. Every time someone former is up in the news, Malcolm Jenkins, think about how strong that reaction was just a week ago.
And they couldn't even really get him unless the Saints released him because the Saints had his rights.
See, I would love for him to call in. And I would love to ask him, like, why now? Why all of a sudden do you want to come back?
Oh.
I mean, wouldn't you?
I would. 610-632-0975. He's around.
Yeah, do you have a relationship?
Cole still spends time in the area.
He still lives here.
Yeah, he still lives here. Call it. I am interested in why he wants to come back now. I am truly fascinated.
If only we had someone close to the Phillies organization on this show.
I will make some calls. We'll see.
Greg at Bethlehem.
I don't know how in touch he stayed.
Greg at Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hola, Greg.
Hey, guys. it's hard to know where to go with this, but, you know, what I saw in the forecast was a wintry mix for Sunday, which is kind of a great equalizer and typically favors a running game. You know, I think the Giants are going to try to get Saquon Barkley out on screen plays and wheel routes. And, you know, there's a lot of tackling in space required there. And he's not an easy guy to tackle. Do you think they're going to have to change what the defensive ends do? You know, it just seems like there's got to be a change in tactics on defense.
I'm not buying into that. I think they could basically go in with the same tactics that they had against the Titans. I mean, your main goal here is to stop Saquon Barkley. Yes, he will try to get outside more than Henry would, but I think your goal is still the same. And the other thing is make Daniel Jones throw the ball. Make him try to beat you. I don't think he can. You want my honest opinion? I don't think he can.
I don't think so either.
Also, if it's a running game, have you seen this Eagles team? If they start running the ball on, you get downhill on a team.
Well, I agree.
But Greg, you only looked at it from the what the Giants are going to do side. Right. You didn't consider at all what the Eagles do when they game plan, knowing they need to run the ball. You saw what they did to the Packers, right? When this team commits to the run with this line, you know, all I'm saying is I like the Eagles' chances just fine in a run versus run type of game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different kind of deal. You know, Derrick Henry was a downhill guy. You know, Barkley is a different
kind of... What was Jonathan Taylor? Because Jonathan Taylor got pretty much shut down after one drive. And if you can do that to Taylor, I think you can do that to Saquon Barkley.
Right, and even if Saquon gets his again, Greg, if it's a situation where the elements force a lot of running, what about the Eagles' ability? And thanks for the call. The Eagles' ability to run the ball, which is right up there with anybody on the earth right now, because that quarterback knows in that scenario where he's going, the defenders would have to react to him as well. So when they go into that RPO stuff, man, it can be lethal. So,
especially on a slick turf for the defense. Good luck, boys.
That's what I mean. 610-632-0975. Jose and Lou, we will get to you as we count down to Trey Turner's press conference, which we'll carry at 4 o'clock, and we'll have your fantasy football advice with Eric Carabella at 3:33 here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. C Sports Philadelphia, best show ever. 610-632-0975. Warrior Day is returned. Talking about different returns. Jalen Hurts as we look towards the Eagles at Trey Turner today. Now, here's one thing we don't know is about the guy's personality. Now, we know Sirianni can coach his butt off as far as during the football game, and the players love him. But we know when he gets to the press conference, it's a bit of a bore. And we know last year, up until the playoffs, we learned absolutely nothing about any Phillies player's personality. Then we found out that Alvarado was a gem. Like, we found all this stuff later on. Is Trey Turner more like the March through September version of the Phillies? Or is he more like that October, November version of the Phillies? What do you think we're going to get today at 4 o'clock?
I have no idea. That's what I'm interested to find out. Because it's either, I'm looking at it this way. Is he a Kyle Schwarber, where it's like, I want to have a beer with this guy? Or is he a Bryce Harper, a polished pro who's just going to go up there and give us like, I can't wait to be here, I'm excited. You know what I mean? Like, I honestly have no idea what to expect from this guy. I have none.
I'm going with a mix of in between. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Harper and Hoskins.
Okay.
That's the mix.
All right.
I think he's going to be very almost polite to a fault.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be very to the point. Like, I'm here to win a championship type thing.
Well, what about, we're leaving one out.
Who?
What if he goes up there and he's like, Castellanos?
Oh, no.
Jen, your thoughts?
No. No, we don't want that.
I want him
to be more Schwarber-like. But
what if
that's
he rips his shirt off, Jen, at the press conference?
Oh, come on.
It's like Stubbs.
Stop saying.
No, and the reason is we're going to carry the press conference. We're interested in what he has to say, but
Barry. You
know how it's been with this team. This part of the reason why people didn't grasp, you know, clamp onto this team until the postseason was because we want personality. As much as we say it's just about W's and L's, we know that that's not completely true. Otherwise, some of the players we love, we wouldn't love. Like, Buddy Ryan would not still be revered if it was just about W's and L's in this city. Personality goes a long way.
Alec Boehm.
Right. His apology went a long way into making people like him. But this team did not come off very likable because we didn't get to know them. Then they make the playoffs and Alvarado, this is the city of Philadelphia. I love you. Like, where? I didn't know you loved me. It was like, how would I know?
You speak English?
Right. Yeah, you've been speaking with a translator. All of a sudden, get out the way. He's grabbing the microphone and going on soliloquies.
That's great, though, to get a player that does something like that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm just wondering. When he speaks today, is he going to be the summer version or the fall version of the Philly? I'm fascinated by it because I know he can play baseball.
He's definitely going to be summer.
Yeah, I think so, too. The Segura is another one, though, because one really had that emotional tie to Segura.
Right.
Then when they're talking about him leaving, they go, I don't know, maybe we can find a way to keep Segura. No one said that once before last season.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could go through and through. You had Eflin. He was the cigar dealer. He had the cigars for everybody. Stubbsy was wearing, you know, 12-pack boxes on his head the whole time. Actually, he was on vacation. Let's face it. He wasn't going to play.
All he did was catch some bullpen before the game.
I'll go catch some bullpens hung over every night and see how that goes.
Yeah, you don't have to do very much. So, yeah, I'm just fascinated by it, only because we know, as much as fans would want to say that stuff doesn't matter, if it didn't matter, they would have had more than 16,000 people there in September.
Think about this for a second. What if Schwarber signed like an extra couple year deal and had a presser today? He would get after it because now everybody knows who he is and he realized that, hey, they actually like me the way I am.
Right.
I could say whatever I want.
Right.
I don't think Turner's going to do that.
Yeah, I'm just interested.
I hope he does. I hope he gets on there and just tease off, just go off on something. People will love it.
We were talking about, we have a lot of good players right now, especially with the Phillies and the Eagles. What we don't have right now is a lot of characters.
Yeah, I'm trying to
think. And the previous generations, maybe we didn't win as much, but we had some characters. Like
BG?
Yes, he is. He's a character. But football players, they don't speak that often. Like, how often do you actually hear from BG?
You don't have to.
The only reason I bring this up, and this
he's
is
a character, though.
Yeah, you're right, but it's not during an actual interview. It's when he's walking back from the tunnel. He points at the media, does some laughing.
You didn't believe in me.
My two favorite players in this city right now are definitely characters. One is an Eagle. One is Schwarber. You knew that.
Yeah.
The other one is Kelsey.
Yes.
He's got everything.
Now he's a character.
He doesn't care. He dressed up as Doug Whitmore from 51st Dates the other day. Are you kidding me?
That was pretty cool.
Guy's got a sack.
And I'm just wondering, Is he, you know, is he a character? I don't know. I'm looking forward to 4 o'clock Parsley to get to. I'm happy regardless of whether or not he's a character. I'm going to root for him and I'm going to win.
Who are your characters on the Phillies that aren't like the two-faced characters, the ones that kind of just show up out of the blue, the real ones?
I mean, it's just Schwarber.
That would be it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Stubbs is, but I don't know if you can go backup catcher as character.
Yeah, probably not.
Is Marsh?
I don't think we know. I mean, the hair.
I don't think you got a good. I think
he's in a costume.
He's a persona right now. Because of what he looks like. That doesn't mean he's got that whole thing on the inside.
Oh, Alvarado. I think we definitely got a little bit of character from him.
But that's the thing. We didn't know. He's saying a person that you just know.
Like, you know.
Like,
you saw Schwarber. You knew that guy's a beer drinker. I want to go have some drinks with him.
Right.
And he could play a little bit. I'm good.
Like, yeah. So it's like. Alvarado very well may start the season like he ended it, for all we know, because now he feels comfortable. Maybe he's, you know, I got it. I'm winning there.
Spring training? He's going to have some quotes in spring training.
That's what I mean. Like, now I think he might transition into character mode. I just think those kind of things make sports more fun. It doesn't mean that you need it. It just makes it more fun when you have some characters around who can actually play.
But like, for me, like, Kelsey, through good and bad, he's been there.
Yes.
And he will talk. He's been there. That's the way I feel about Schwarber. Schwarber stood up in front of cameras when he was the only one for 33, whatever it was, and he told everybody it's going to be okay.
He was the only one we heard from, it felt like, for like 2 months.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
So it's just, I'm interested in that kind of stuff, only because him being a character would add even more fun to, I think, was going to be a very fun Philly season coming up after.
Need more characters.
That's what I think.
Not the show-off types.
No. Just guys that are funny, being themselves, comfortable, aren't afraid to say what's on their mind. I think it's more fun. I think the fans like guys like that. Like, what happened to the Wolf Pack?
Yeah, where did all that go?
What happened to all that kind of stuff?
Whoa. We had jeans.
Padillas, flotillas.
We had jeans. Man. You didn't like jeans.
Okay,
no,
the only thing you heard Wolf ever say, though, he would acknowledge the Wolf Pack.
Yeah.
So it became like a symbiotic relationship. Did you ever hear Jeans say anything about jeans?
I think he did at one point.
Maybe once. It wasn't long.
They used to have a lot. They had like Burl's Girls.
Yeah, the Flotilla. Padilla Flotilla.
That was a good
Padilla
one.
Flotilla.
Yeah, like, I don't know. And they attached to those players. And it didn't seem like this team, as good as they were, ended up going to World Series. It took to the postseason before everybody got attached. And a good press conference in the start, and everybody loves that guy. They go right to him, and then opening day, home opener, they're all thinking about him.
Well, the Wolfpack started that whole thing.
Yeah.
He used to do that little fist pump when he'd strike somebody out.
I want one for Dave. We got to find a DeBrowski. Is that you can't do front office members?
Front office.
Why not?
Because he's not visible enough. What do you do during the game? You're pointing up to the press box?
That would be weird.
During the game?
What, does everybody come in a golf shirt and a jacket?
I'm thinking we need to get one of those.
Gray wigs?
I was going to say wigs.
So it's like 50 Dave Dombrowski's.
Like the Nixon mask?
Something like that.
What would you call it? Dumbo's what?
No. Oh. Whoa.
Well, Dumbo's.
That's a violation.
Dumb nothing. In that sentence.
Yeah, he's...
Okay, come on. Stop being babies around here. I had a slippity old tonguester.
I don't know, buddy. I don't know.
That's it. I'm calling up Benjamin.
610-632-0975. Jose, and really, the GM.
The president.
Yeah, but what would you do? What would you call it?
I'd call it...
Dombo's what?
New rule.
Dave's a genius.
New rule.
No,
see new that. Rule. Now, we're going to start after this because both of you guys had a faux pas. You guys should both have to sit out Jose's call, but we won't do this because you call somebody dumb. You're talking about dumb man.
I didn't mean to call him dumb. I meant to say Dombo's.
I know. Listen, everybody makes mistakes.
And
I'll make them too.
Dumbo doesn't mean he's dumb. That means the elephant.
Jose in Gilbertsville. Go back to the phones. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Jose?
What's up, Tyrone? Ricky, Hunter, you guys in timeout out here, huh? He's going to put you in timeout?
We can't talk to you.
Unfortunately.
All right, so when it comes to, I think Jalen Hurts circled this game coming up, like A.J. Brown circled it on the calendar. I think he's going to have a good game coming this Sunday coming up. I think he's in the back of his mind. He knows what he did wrong last season. And the way he's playing, you know, our MVP of the league right now, I think he's going to light it up, do very well on Sunday, and get the win for the Eagles. And when it comes to bringing back a player, you guys are always saying to bring in a good left-handed batter with some power. How about Matty Stairs from back in the days, man? He can get you a home run.
No.
Oh, you want somebody recently that can come
It doesn't have to be. The player has to be an active player because Cole Hamels is coming back to actually play. It's not myth. Like, he's literally trying a comeback, and fans said, I would like him to play again for the Phillies. So we said, well, maybe not him. Is there any other player in all of sports who used to play here that we would want to come back that's active?
I was going to say Shane Victorino, but he's not active right now either, though.
Brad Miller, if you're looking for the lefty pop.
There it is.
Yeah, Brad Miller. I like that one.
Well, I could think of better ones, though, than him. They're just not in baseball. As a matter of fact, there is one better in baseball.
I like Shane Victorino. Bring him back.
He's not an active player, Jose.
It's an active player. I was just a fan of him back in the day.
Jose, you could use a player like Carlos Santana.
He's still active.
All right. Go ahead then.
I don't want to give them all away.
It doesn't have to be just baseball.
In any sport. Like, let's say you wanted an ex-Flyer. Now, they haven't had. If you wanted to bring Giroux back, that would be one that would count. Giroux back. Thanks for the call, Jose.
The only one.
Only Flyer?
I thought of one, but he got drafted by the Flyers, played for the Phantoms, never played for the Flyers.
Doesn't count. You have to have played at least one game for the big club.
Man, he won 3 straight Stanley Cups. Maroon.
Without saying names, there's a bunch of Sixers
Sixers. There's some, you can think NFL players as well.
Eagles are a tough one.
Right, Eagles. It's just about a player who's active, who you want to come back, because Cole Hamels literally yesterday came out at 38 years of age. He would like to come back and play. And a lot of Philadelphia fans, for whatever reason, wanted him to come back here and be on the roster.
Did you see Dylan's comment?
I like that. Every Ranger Suarez start, people dress like Park Rangers. Now we're talking.
Oh, I love that.
That's a very good idea.
I love that.
Maybe how much does a Park Ranger outfit cost, though?
I don't know.
Do you like that over the Power Ranger?
Yes, because of summertime.
Good point.
I don't want to have to be wearing, because I have
people,
to do
people
it when
would
I
pass
go.
Out.
Yeah.
I think people would pass
Park
out.
Rangers, you're wearing that beige shirt. Sometimes that's short sleeve. You're just wearing a collar shirt. Oh,
as long as the pink one goes, we're good, though.
And the hat.
As long as the pink one goes. Yeah.
And the hat provides shade.
Well, what if people go too far and start looking like Reno 911?
I kind of like it.
I like it more.
I would laugh.
I like it more. I like it more. You just improved the idea.
And I feel like the Park Ranger is like synonymous with Philadelphia and Independence Hall and all that stuff. Those like they're always around. Yeah.
And they're going to need horses, though.
Yeah. Well, you take the horse to the gate. You can't bring it in.
Yeah.
Although how crazy would it be?
Park your horse outside.
Yeah, park, tie him up, give him a little hay. I think it's just stuff like that to me. But that stuff happens organically as people connect to the player. And it just doesn't seem like, as both the teams and the players get more guarded, it doesn't happen the same way.
Ranger's an interesting one, though, because he's not, the cool thing about him is he's just so cool and he's so calm. He's not out there with, like, Mr. Personality, but right. He dominates.
Here's another one that would be good. Booney suggests, what about if you have, like, the Lone Ranger thing around your eyes?
Oh, that would be good. So then everybody could do it. I can actually give away.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's there. You're not going to overheat. You're not going to pass out. You can wear that when the weather gets cold, you can still wear it. Because, like, if you're wearing your Power Rangers, but it's cold, and you got to put a coat on over top of your Power Rangers.
See, once again, though, with the Lone Ranger, there's Tano with you.
Yeah, but
always bringing it back to the horse with you.
Yeah, you're busy. There's another horse there.
You're a horseman.
Well, what's the crew that hangs outside? The Philly Fanatic crew that was...
Pandemic.
Maybe they hang out with them.
The horses.
The horses.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Just don't get kicked in the face, because we've seen
They should have a day where you could only bring, like, your only transportation is horses to there.
So the Wells Fargo Center, the horses are sitting in the parking spot waiting for the game to end?
You just wrap them up so they can't move.
Goodness gracious. I like the Lone Ranger mask. It's like the Batman mask that the Eagles are doing. It's easy. Everybody can do it.
And you can have them as a giveaway.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
You just have to figure out when to start it.
Every Ranger start.
You do one every time.
Why not?
Every fan 12 and older gets a mask.
How about every fan?
Well, because you have the different sizes.
That's true.
One size fits all. It's 2022. We can't do that.
Not because an 8-year old's head is not the same as yours.
Well, you can find something where you can, like, hats. So the one size like
they,
fits
that's
all.
That's why they do maybe the 12 and over and 12 and under promotions. That's why, because, like.
You know, you just make them like the snapback hats, where it snaps in different sizes in the back.
Then the eye holes.
Wow, we could sell this. Maybe we should be selling this.
We're working on it right now. They're already going to be selling them on the website, 975thefanatic.com. Let's go back to the phones. Lou and Mays Landing. You're on 975 The Fanatic, talking about the Phillies. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Tyrone. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, when the young man answered the phone, he says, Lou, what are you going to talk about? I still want to know maybe Ricky Boat could come back and pitch. He goes, he's an old man. He's 50 years old. I said, oh, man, I'm old now. Now I forgot that he was
old. Yeah, tell him to stand in the box. I'll show him how old I am.
Ricky, how have you tested your arm at all? How fast is it?
I could still throw. I could still throw. I don't know how fast it is. I haven't been to the carnival in a couple of years.
76?
Easily.
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 And I'm looking forward to this interview, being a Phillies fan. I mean, it's going to be great.
So real fast, Lou, you're saying that Dylan, who was answering the phone, called Ricky an old man? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I says, well, he says, Lou, what do you want to ask? I want to ask Ricky, you know, to me, he looks like he's like 36 years old.
I'm going to kick Dylan's ass is what's going to happen here.
Well, you know, and I just cracked up. And
Dylan called me an old man, huh? Okay.
Well, he says.
You have one complaint about your show is Hunter.
What's wrong with Hunter?
Is anybody that calls, like when Tyrone, you talk, or Ricky Bo, or the young lady talks, I can keep my phone near my ear. When Hunter talks, he yells.
Go ahead, Hunter.
You have to put your phone
right.
Go ahead
and handle Lou. Go right here.
Go after him, Hunter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hunter, are you hard of hearing?
Just said he was sorry. You didn't hear him?
Lou, you're one of those type guys that can't accept an apology, Lou?
Oh, definitely I can accept an apology.
I mean, you one of those glass house guys?
No way.
Throwing stones? That's you?
Never threw a stone in my life.
Did you think that just maybe your voice wasn't so appetizing on the ears? Thanks for the call. Perhaps you were a bit of a problem there, Lou. Maybe it's you, Lou.
I trust Dill here. All right? Dill says the guy's an absolute liar. I got to side with Dill.
I agree. So let's, during the break here, let's not have any problems, okay?
No violence.
No violence.
I'm going to go beat some.
Mm-mm.
No, we're not going to have that.
None of that today.
610-632-0975. No, not today.
Just today.
Not today.
Zach, you'll lead us off at the 3 o'clock hour. In the bottom of the hour, we will have your fantasy football questions answered with Eric Carabella. And at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, the Trey Turner press conference here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Core Philly's Bakery and Deli.
That's better than Appalled in Notes.
World famous tomato pie and hoagie party treats. Every bit is good.
I hate not knowing what y'all are laughing about.
Ricky was in his bag. I don't even think he realized he was in his bag.
Yeah, he was really feeling that groove.
I was having a good time for a minute.
He was.
So you didn't expect it.
Instead of that Hall & Oates stuff.
Oh, man. Goodness.
We love Hall & Oates.
Yeah, it's like defamation.
You know what?
Man Eater,
fine, but that song, no, that wasn't in there. That shouldn't even have been on their roster.
Yes, just to give people a programming note, next week we'll be talking about different Christmas songs that we do not enjoy next week. And then the following week, which is Christmas week, we will be talking about Christmas songs that we love. So we'll do like the naughty list next week. And then the following week, we'll do the nice list as we get closer and closer to Christmas. And real fast, kids, anybody, any kids out there, Santa has been judging you all year. But I'm here to tell you that now to Christmas doesn't count as double, kids. It counts triple. So if you're on your best behavior at school, you're on your best behavior with the parents. When you go out, you don't do any of the things that your parents have, you know, maybe sit there at the table without needing the tablet. Just sit there quietly it counts for triple, and it will increase what you get from Santa between now and Christmas Day. So kids out there, let's tighten it up. Because also the things you do wrong are tripled as well.
Yeah, which could make it tough.
Could make it tough for you out there, kids. So let's be smart about
this. Be good in December.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, you got 2.5 weeks. Suck it up.
That's right. Listen to your parents. And maybe
right, Hunter?
Take
That's
care
right. Hunter's making sure he's been really nice for the next couple weeks.
I just can't believe someone said I was loud.
I'm appalled.
Same.
I was appalled.
Never heard that before.
Never heard that one.
Never heard it not one time. And he's just throwing these things out there, just throwing grenades on the show. And then we're supposed to just pick up the pieces after the fact.
It's a sun don't shine place right there.
Just come on, man.
Tell him to go there.
Yep. Yep. 610-632-0975. Word of the day is return. Eagles looking at the Giants. We're counting down to Trey Turner's press conference. And then with Cole Hamels wanting to return, truly wanting to return to baseball for whatever reason, still loves the game, whatever the reason he might want to be back. Is there another active former Philadelphia athlete that you would like to return as well? Because, you know, and it has to be active. Because one of my friends was talking about Iverson. Well, if that's the case, we might as well also have Wilt, Charles. Let's have them all back if that's the case.
You know who I thought of Sixers related? Dario. I mean, think if we did this 3 years ago. I don't feel that way. I'm just saying, remember the love for Dario when he left? People made it seem like he was a Hall of Famer that left town.
He was on the original open, the Sixers outsiders.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to stop giving out names right now.
Well, I'm sorry.
People are going to run out of names to call up with.
Yeah, we're going to have the question of the day. We're integrating. You know, all vertical.
Hunter just wants to throw them all out
this
there.
Show's
He's
a
got
vertical.
A lot going on in that skull of his.
Yeah, it's a vertical to show.
Just comes out, apparently it just comes out like at decibel levels that we can't even understand.
It's a vertical. Yes, as we wait, Trey Turner. Then it's just, and the only reason I'm asking about the Jalen Hurts thing is, I know he's a great competitor, but I don't know him. Is he the type of guy that doesn't even know he threw 3 interceptions the last time he was in that building? Or
he knows.
Is he a person that knows and not he's dwelling on it, but he goes, okay, I'm going to show him this time just because I'm a better player now.
Every great athlete knows when they had good games, bad games. And trust me, the good games don't go into the mindset as well as the bad games do. The bad games tend to sit and float in your mind until you could get rid of them.
Right.
So I think he's a great athlete. I think he knows.
He knows.
I think he definitely knows.
He knows. Think about at Alabama, right? With Alabama, Tua, this and that. You'd think when he takes snaps again, he doesn't always go back to that time when Tua took those snaps instead of him.
The driving force.
Exactly. He's the type of guy that uses that to build into the monster that you are now.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And with that in mind, then, that means that whether it's whatever it is, whatever words you want to use for it, however you think it's going to be applied, that means that he has a little something extra motivation, focus, whatever it is, this week as he returns to the building. Whatever it's called.
You played football.
Yeah.
Can you remember somebody popping you really well?
Yes.
Do you remember the number of that person that hit you really hard? And it was kind of a cheap, if it was a cheap shot.
Yeah, I remember. It was, I ended up having, in a way, my best game and my worst game because there was this player who, early in the game, decided that he wasn't going to try to make tackles for some reason. He was just going to try to annihilate me every single play. So every time I had to block him, each play, he would just throw me down. At one point, I go to the coach and go, you can run to my side. He's not going to make the tackle. He's just one. I had to get up every single snap the entire game. Come over, coaches tapping on there. We just scored. I remember Ty Tucker came around the right side, scores a touchdown. I remember. I didn't have a good block. I got thrown on the ground, but he was just intent on throwing me on the ground every single play. It ended up working out for the team, but when I went home, I was like, that was terrible. That was terrible.
Never forget that.
Well, sometimes a guy will peel off and chase the ball. If the play was to the other side, he was still focused on. I said something to him early in the game I shouldn't have said, and he took it personally.
Well, there you go.
So you kind of started it.
Of course I started.
But my whole point is, as athletes, you remember little things. I can remember in a football game when I was probably 11 years old, I got blindsided. Mm-hmm. And it was helmet-to-helmet blindside, knocked me out of the game for one play. And I don't let me put it this way. There is such thing as revenge.
Yeah.
Because my whole thing was, I'm going to spear this guy right in the head every play I get a chance. And I was after him all game. Didn't matter if he had the ball or not. I was going to get him.
Well, this guy, he took that very personally. Took himself out of the game. But, man, and I didn't believe in ice bags and stuff. So I just was sitting down hurt for like a week. My brother's laughing at me. He was throwing you down every time. I was like, he didn't make any plays, though. It was not fun. That was one that just jumped out at me. Because most other times, I was able to finesse my way through.
Of course.
Not that day.
Not this day.
Not that day. Let's go back to the phone, Zach, in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, Tyrone?
All right, how are you?
I'm pretty good. So I think I got a great one for the players I want to bring back. I think the number one choice there would be Jeremy Grant. Now, I don't know if he was said yet.
No, he was not.
But Jeremy Grant, he's been averaging 20 the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's right at the position we need. And we ended up going with Tobias Harris, who's making twice as much as he's making right now. And he's just balling out of control right now.
Well, I mean, Tobias is a better player, I think, overall. But I hear what you're saying, because in this scenario, you're just adding him to the roster. He's a good choice out there. He's been on a lot of bad teams, so it's a little misleading his numbers, because those Detroit numbers were bad teams. And Portland's not going to win a title, but...
That's true.
I didn't think he was up to 20 points per game. He'd have 23 this year.
Yeah, he's a nice player, and he would absolutely help the Sixers. The mistake was, for a while there with Detroit, he was the number one option. He's not that guy.
No, and when he was here, he was like that athletic style of player. He didn't have that to his game.
Didn't know how to play
yet. He just got that these last 2 years.
Yeah, that's not a bad choice there, Zach. Thanks for the call. That's not a bad choice.
8 points per game here in Philly.
Yeah, he just wasn't that guy yet. Went out to Denver first, then Detroit. He's been well-traveled. Denver, then Detroit paid him $20 million. That was the max at the time where he signed that contract, or pretty close to it. And now the max obviously is going higher. Now he's out there in Portland. So, yeah, he's not a bad choice. He's not a bad choice.
46% from three.
Yeah, that's not sustainable.
There's some better basketball choices out there.
Yes. There absolutely are. Steve in Philly talking about the Phillies offseason. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Tyrone. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
Good, good. So, obviously, you know, I could think of a couple guys for the Sixers, a guy for the Flyers.
Well, we don't want a couple. Only can say one and then get to your Phillies point.
My main guy would be for the Phillies, because most relevant, I would say. But Aaron Loop. We had him in 2018 for a year.
Yeah, lefty.
Got injured. Lefty.
Yep.
I think he's on the up-and-coming career ERA of like 3.15, I think.
How old is he now? I honestly don't know.
He's got to be getting up there a little bit. I don't know exactly how old he is. I'll look it up.
Is he better than Hector Neves?
No.
He's not a fireballer like him.
I'm just asking if he's better. Does he get more results than my personal friend Hector Neves?
He's 34.
34. He plays for the Angels, though.
Yep. He had a decent year. I mean, 3.84 in today's world. You're rocking a 3.84.
Also, he'll be 35 by the time the season starts.
Yeah.
Weird thrower, weird windup, almost like a submarine thrower with a sinker ball, lefty.
Pitched a whopping 4 innings for the Phils, too.
Yeah. But it counts, though.
It does count.
Because he did pitch 4 innings, so it does count.
Wasn't he with the Mets?
I thought he was with the Mets.
Yeah, that
does sound right. And what about this offseason? Are you excited about what the Phillies have done so far in this offseason?
Yeah, definitely. I love the Trey Turner signing. A lot of people think it's a little long. I mean, maybe he'll go down to AAA the last year or two. I don't know if there's a clause for that for a club option, but I'm sure there probably is. But I love that, even though the length's long. Taiwan Walker, I think he's a pretty good pickup, too, but I don't think they're done yet. I think they're still going to try to go after either Rodon or Bassett.
I would love that, but I don't know.
Although Jason Stark said on his podcast, and people are tweeting this out around the Twitter sphere,
mm-hmm.
that they might blow through that second tax threshold.
Interesting. So we'll talk about this on the other side a little more. 610-632-0975. If they're going to do that, what positions are they targeting? Because you don't have to go over that to get more relief pitching, most likely. 610-632-0975. More on the other side on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. Yes.
Ricky, hate this one too?
Nah, doesn't bother me. It's got a little kick to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's
hard to complain about this.
You can drink a beer to this, drink some holiday cheer to this.
Yes. Yes, this won't be on the naughty list. This might end up on a nice list in a couple of weeks.
It should.
Closer to Christmas. Here. Yeah. So what were we talking about before the break? Because I honestly forgot.
Jason Stark.
Yeah.
I have the quote from the podcast. Now, this one of the Philly fan Twitter accounts tweeted out the quote. So this is what it says. They have signed stars, game-changing stars, and right now it looks like they're going to blow through that $253 million second luxury tax threshold, just getting that sense that they don't really care about the money. So that's what Jason Stark apparently said on his Starkville pod.
They don't care about the money. Let me tell you, that feels good. Think about your own life.
Oh, they don't care. They're throwing it to everybody.
If you don't care about the money, think about how much your life is would be better right now if you didn't have to care about money. Just think about your life right now. Think of anybody out there, everybody out there. Think about your life right now if you didn't have to care about the money.
Now, Kincaid quote tweeted this and said, I did not hear him say he is hearing this on the podcast. He said he has a feeling there is a difference.
No, it's not, because Jason Stark is a person who's careful about his words. What he's saying is that he's not, he was told things, but he can't reveal it because he's a reporter.
Well, he said the same. Guess what? If we're going to go by that logic, guess what he said on our show a couple weeks ago? There are some rumblings that Trey Turner wants to be in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he did say
a week or two later, he's sitting here in Philly. So however he says it or whatever is actually being stated, there's something behind it.
If Jason Stark is saying it, he's saying it for a reason.
I want you
and
to
he's
think,
not revealing his sources right now or the player they're going after.
Why would he even bother saying it if there wasn't something behind it? Why even bother saying it? Because you're just opening up a can of worms that doesn't have to be opened up.
Right.
And he's not like that.
The question becomes,
what?
Where are they spending that money?
Right. Now, okay, forget what we think. Matter of fact, let's talk to Steve. And then after we talk to Steve, forget for a moment where we would spend it. Let's just have fun for a second and think about where it would be the most fun to spend that money. Steve in Wilkes-Barre, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. And as always, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
This Trey Turner thing coming up. I want to talk about this guy leading off. I know you guys don't agree with it. But first, I'll tell you what. I'll give you an ex-Philly that there's not many of them lately, but Charlie Morton.
Oh, you know what? That's actually not a bad one.
Charlie Morton is on the downfall of his career.
That's what I was asking. How much does he have left?
Oh, if he was a fifth or fourth starter kind of thing.
I think last year kind of proved that he was starting to go downhill.
Yeah. You know, the sad thing is there's not many out there.
He struggled in the postseason, didn't he?
Yeah, the year before he had a 3-3-4
He was great
ERA.
And helped him win the World Series.
Last year was a 4-3-4. Yeah. He went 9-6. I mean, he ate 172 innings. There's still something there at the back end of a rotation, I think.
Yeah, I'd go with that. Go ahead about the leadoff point there, Steve.
Yeah, the greatest thing is that you're talking Phillies baseball in December, man. So, you know, like, this is going to be a great year coming up. But Trey Turner leading off, if I can just make my argument for this, I know you guys are kind of against it. And, you know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But, you know, last year Schwarber drove in like 94 runs. He had 60 or 46 homers, which means he drove himself in 46 times and drove others in 48 times. I'd like to see him drive others in more. You know what I'm saying? If he hits 46, this guy should have 120 RBIs.
Now, hold on, Steve. You do recognize that he hit those 46 home runs with a certain amount of at-bats. Once you move him out of the leadoff spot, you're giving him less at-bats in order to be productive.
Well, no, all I'm saying is moving that into two slots.
No, it can't be no. It's a literal fact that if you move him out of the leadoff spot, he will get less at-bats.
And I don't know if you could just throw him in the two, because now you're moving Bryce. Because you can't do two and three as two lefties like
that. Right. So, and Jason Stark also mentioned that Harper's most comfortable in the three hole Therefore, you're now batting him fifth or lower now. So you were giving him significantly less at-bats. You can't dodge that part of it.
Well, this would be until Harper came back. Then once Harper comes back,
then you'll take more at-bats from him.
But then you're, why switch everything up when Harper comes back? What you should have is you're going to stick Harper right into a slot and everybody moves back after that. That's what it should be when he comes back.
Leave one and two alone.
Yes, and then three is where you slide.
And it's not like leading Turner off is some horrendous thought.
It's not. Thanks for the call.
It's because of where Harper wants to hit, where Schwarber is, the lefty factor. It's the surrounding context in this lineup that makes us feel this way.
Right. The tough part for me, though, is just the people that seem to think that moving a guy down does take away your at-bats.
Yeah.
So you're saying you think he could be just as productive?
But no. People will tell you it doesn't matter if you take away his at-bats, and I'll tell you they're full of it.
Yeah, because what you're saying is he'll have not just – they're saying he'll be more productive with less at-bats, and I don't know if that's true.
It's impossible.
Right.
It's literally impossible.
Right. Now, at the two-hole, hypothetically, if the team's better, maybe it evens out. But realistically, he's hitting fifth at the highest at that point. Because now cleanup hitter is JT.
If he's hitting fifth, I'm pretty...
I would never hit him any lower than four.
I would agree.
Never.
Well, and if Harper's batting third...
Well, I mean, look, in the four spot, I think you're almost I would say 90, 85% of the time, he's probably going to get an at-bat in the first inning.
But what if you did this? What if you batted Harper second? So Turner, Harper, JT, Schwarber. How's that?
I don't mind that.
Here's an issue. Here's an issue to throw in with you. Think about this. You bat him behind Harper. Harper's batting third. He's batting fourth. How many times does Harper hit singles in comparison to extra base hits?
He's mostly extra base hit.
A lot of doubles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, guess what? That leaves first base open. What would you do?
Took the bat out of his hand.
That is a great
completely.
Point. Great point.
And whoever you have now behind him is less scary. Even if Castellanos has a bounce back here, he's less scary.
It doesn't matter who it is, especially if there's a right-handed pitcher on the mound.
Yeah.
And he just got through Harper, doubled. Okay, one run is in. Now all of a sudden you got a runner on second and Schwarber coming up. And then you look to your left and see in the on-deck circle right-handed batters. Go to first, pal.
He will be asked that at the press conference when we carry that at 4 o'clock today. And I'm open to the arguments. So he's going Harper third, Booney. Hoskins fourth, Schwarber fifth. Right, so the highest Harper now, Schwarber bats is now fifth. So you're taking a lot of at-bats from him.
I don't like fifth. You can talk me into him hitting fourth somehow. If you like I mentioned, if Harper's hitting two,
I'm
great
with Harper batting two. I don't know if Harper is, but I would be because I want Harper to get more at-bats.
You don't think it's a little weird moving guy from one to four?
Well, in Booney's scenario, five.
Nah, that's not.
Five's too low.
I can't do it.
That's my opinion, but... He'll be asked about that. Now, real fast before we go to break, because we have Eric Carabell answering your fantasy questions. So hit us on social media and we will ask them to Eric Carabell on the other side. But if you were just going to spend money, what spot would you want to spend it right now? And I don't think Rodon is realistic. Like, take him out because I don't think he's realistic. No. But anything else, where would you spend that money right now if you were in charge of the Phillies?
Relief pitching.
But is there any name that connects?
No, I don't have any names that really stick out.
And that's why I don't think it's relief pitching.
You think it's going to be something else, a bench player maybe?
Why would they go over? I don't think, if they're going to go over that, I don't think they need to with just relief pitching.
But if they're going to go over, I said this before the show, if they're going to go over, are they going to trade somebody along with it to bring it back down?
Well, he's suggesting they're just going to go over it and not bring it back down.
Because at that point, it wouldn't really be them going over.
Yeah, they have enough money.
Where's this guy?
They have enough money. They have enough money to fill out the bullpen right now. They have enough money without going over.
Wait a minute. It's got to be the Japanese player.
He already signed.
He just signed with the Red Sox.
Matasaka?
Yeah, he signed with the Red Sox yesterday. So this is where I'm wondering, because you don't need to go over the bullpen.
Aren't there like three or four, though?
There's another guy, maybe... Yeah, but the big guy went to the Red Sox, and then they let Bogarts go, which is odd. We'll kick this around a little later on in the hour, only because if they're going to go over, they don't have to for bullpen help. You can spend enough and not go over that amount to do that. So 610-632-0975 on the other side. Get your fantasy questions in because Eric Carabell will join us here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
ABC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. Joining us right now, I don't know how he does it, we say it every week, does a fantastic job with our fantasy football advice, is Mr. Eric Carabell, and he's brought to us by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, you can visit Family and Company Jewelers for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
How are you today, Eric? I appreciate the flexibility today.
How are you? I'm great. I'm happy to move on to the number one fantasy baseball player joining our new team. I'm very excited about that. And, of course, the Eagles as well.
Yes, yes, indeed. Now, we know about the Eagles. Boy, does that Jalen Hurts. He just keeps on doing it. But on the Giants side, with the Eagles-Giants coming up, who are the must-plays for the Giants this week?
Just Saquon Barkley. He's the only one. I mean, I don't think Daniel Jones is a terrible play, but the Giants generally don't score more than 20 points per game. So if they're going to keep up with the Eagles this week, they're going to need to score more than that. But Jones is not a good thrower. He doesn't have good weapons to throw to. So if Saquon Barkley doesn't have a big day, and the way the Eagles have stopped the run recently, I don't expect him to, but he's still a top 10 option at running back. But they have nothing else that would pique the interest of a fantasy team.
All right, let's kick things off with William looking for a quarterback. Deshaun Watson or Geno Smith?
I have Geno Smith. He's the number 7 quarterback for the entire season. He's not slowing down. It's 20 PPR points every week. Watson looked terrible in his first game. Now he has Cincinnati, a very good team against opposing quarterbacks and wide receivers for fantasy points. I have Watson with 15th for the week, and I have Smith like 7th.
All right, Gus asks, let's see, Chris Godwin or Christian Kirk?
Both are top 20 wide receivers. There's still some concern whether Trevor Lawrence will play or not this week for Jacksonville. If he doesn't play, that would definitely hurt Kirk. But Godwin every week. Now, they're playing San Francisco. Tampa Bay is this week. And that's a really tough matchup. I mean, I'm ranking Brady like 16, 17 this week, which is the worst I think I have all season long. But Godwin gets his numbers every week. Mike Evans does not. If you wanted to sit a Tampa Bay receiver, you would sit Evans. Anyway, I would play Godwin over Kirk.
Don't I know that about Mike Evans? Okay, John's looking to stash a quarterback. Should he go Brock Purdy or Mike White?
Well, I mean, I think Mike White is going to throw more. He's in an offense that's a little bit more tailored for him. They don't have much of a running game there, and I like his schedule a little bit more down the stretch. I think San Francisco just wants Purdy to take care of the football, kind of like they did Garoppolo, and just not turn it over. So Mike White played well last week in the second half of a tough matchup. This week, you know, Buffalo can be thrown on. I expect Mike White to actually have a pretty decent game this week. So I would stash him. But that said, if Mike White has a bad week, they might just go back, to Zach Wilson. Whereas Purdy has to be San Francisco's quarterback.
Bill is actually also asking about Mike White. He says he's got hit with both injuries and bye weeks. So he wants to know Mike White or Tannehill, I guess, because his quarterback situation is in flux. Assuming Tannehill plays, he's asking.
Yeah, I'd call that flux. I mean, we rank Tannehill above Mike White. So, I mean, the thing about Mike White is nobody expects him to be good. Like, he was good in that first game against a terrible pass defense. And then last week, he wasn't as good in the first half until things opened up. So, I think Tannehill actually played okay against Philadelphia. I would play Tannehill this week. I like his matchup against Jacksonville much better.
Drew is looking for a running back between Foreman and Knight.
It's hard to count on Knight because, I mean, they've got other running backs there in the backfield that they want to use, whereas Foreman, I think, assuming he's healthy, he did practice today, I think Foreman is clearly the number one guy for Carolina and no timeshare with Chuba Hubbard. So I have Foreman ranked as a top 20 option this week, and I think he's going to play well.
Waldo wants to know, Tua or Dak Prescott?
It's not Dak. And the thing about the Cowboys this season is that it's mainly the offense is around Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. Dak Prescott really has not done all that much. Now, we rank him as a top 10 quarterback this week because we have to. The six teams on bye ridiculously in December. But Tua is definitely the better option against the Chargers. He's a top 5 option. He throws the ball really well. Now, last week, he was inaccurate, but we don't think that's a major problem for him. He's got great guys to throw to. That's going to be a high-scoring game. Whereas Dallas, they don't really need to rely on Prescott to do much.
All right, Lucas, Laura is looking to pick up a tight end. Should she go Conklin, Higbee, or Gesicki?
Well, I mean, I don't think we ranked any of them all that well this week. I mean, certainly you can't go. I would not go with Higbee with the Rams situation. I mean, their game starts in, what, 5 hours? And we don't even know who their quarterback is going to be. And it might be a guy who literally joined the team 2 days ago. So, no on him. I think it's probably Conklin. I think the Jets are going to have to throw to stay in this game. So I would go with him. I can't even recommend too many other options that are available in a lot of leagues. I mean, I don't see anybody that you would want to pick up. Maybe Jonnu Smith in New England, Arizona can't defend tight ends. Maybe Evan Engram against Tennessee or Moreau of the Raiders tonight. But of these three options, I would say Conklin.
Another guy hit with bye week issues at the quarterback spot, Derek Carr or Jared Goff?
I like them both this week. I certainly think that Carr should be able to throw on the Rams tonight. So I have Goff ranked a couple spots ahead. But if you wanted to go with Carr tonight, I mean, I've got him ranked, I have him 13 and 14. So to me, they're pretty much the same. Goff didn't do a whole lot in the first Vikings matchup, but Minnesota can definitely be thrown on. So I have Goff one spot ahead, but I basically assume it's a tie here.
Depressed Philly sports fan asked Derek Carr or Tom Brady.
How could you be depressed? Eagles are awesome. Honestly, Trey Turner's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Flyers, okay. So I would say Carr over Brady. The problem here, obviously, is the matchup for Brady. It's at San Francisco, a very good defense, arguably the best defense in all of fantasy football right now. And Brady hasn't exactly been great all season long anyway. Carr should have any numbers he wants tonight at the Rams.
All right, got to ask. I have a feeling I know the answer. Fournette or Mostert?
I don't recommend either, to be honest. I mean, obviously, the Miami running back situation, Mostert's not their number one guy. Now, neither did anything in that revenge game against San Francisco, but Wilson's still getting more touches. I think I'd go with Wilson here because Tampa Bay at San Francisco is just a terrible matchup for every team trying to play the 49ers right now. And Fournette's not even getting all the carries. He's splitting with Rashad White. So I think it's Jeff Wilson.
Thomas needs Josh Palmer or Mac Hollins?
It's Palmer. I mean, their quarterback, obviously, is a special quarterback, Herbert. And I don't know if Mike Williams is going to play or not, but it hasn't really mattered all that much over the past month. Joshua Palmer's getting plenty of stuff there. So I think it has to. Mac Hollins is more, you know, the former Eagle is more of a blocker. And Davante Adams is taking all the target share there for the Raiders. So it's Palmer.
Last one for me. Ryan's asking Eckler or Godwin for the flex. And Godwin saved me, made me win last week in fantasy.
Austin Eckler, if that's who you're talking about, is like the number two running back in fantasy this season. So I don't sit him for anybody except the number one, which would be Josh Jacobs. And that's what I'm asking. Godwin's not an awful play because Tampa Bay is going to have to throw. But against Eckler, no.
Kevin's looking for a flex between Kareem Hunt and Marquise Brown.
Neither come all that recommended. Cleveland struggled to move the ball. They should be able to run on Cincinnati, but that's going to be because of their starter, Nick Chubb, not because of Hunt. So I think I'd actually go Marquise Brown this week. They come off the bye week, and he's going to be in play here. He and Hopkins are going to throw the ball a lot. Arizona's offense should be pretty good this week. So I would say, even against New England, I think they're going to be able to move the ball. So I would play Brown.
Last one for me also. This one's for Spencer. Waddle or Thielen?
Oh, it's Waddle. I mean, Miami's passing offense is elite right now. It's one of the top five in the sport. And while I do think that Minnesota will bounce back, Minnesota has not thrown well over the past month. And so Thielen's a decent play. But Waddle's like a top 10 wide receiver right now under any metric.
All right. And a flex position, Devontae Smith, Tyler Boyd, or Michael Carter?
It's Smith. I mean, Carter, even if he plays for the Jets this week, he's going to be splitting touches with other people. And they're going to have to throw the ball to stay in that game. So I think it's definitely Devontae Smith. You know, he's got the same amount of catches as A.J. Brown this season. Not the yards, but I think the Eagles can throw on the Giants this week. And I think they can do whatever they want on the Giants. So I think Smith's a better play.
All right, Eric, what is your score for the game on Sunday?
I don't think it's going to be all that close. I don't see how the Giants can score with the Eagles the way Jalen Hurts is playing right now, the way the offensive line is playing right now. So, I mean, Giants defense isn't bad, but 30 to 14, something like that. I mean, the Eagles are going to score plenty of points. I don't think they'll be shut down. Eagles cover.
Thanks so much, Eric. As usual, we will talk to you next week.
You got it, guys.
All right, thanks so much. That was Eric Carabel, our fantasy guru, brought to us by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, visit Family and Company Jewelers for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
All right. I don't know how that guy does that, but he keeps helping me out. I'm in good shape, even though quarterback, I lost my quarterback in the first quarter and still found a way to win last week.
Look you know, at you.
Like who did you need again? I needed Godwin. Yeah, that's right.
I needed 12. Wait a minute. You lost your quarterback
in
one?
In the first quarter and won. He got 5 points from the quarterback and still won. I'm telling you right now, I started out 0-2.
Who did you play against? Somebody must have quit.
Chevy, no.
Heavy Chevy.
From the morning show. From the morning show. So he does the YouTube stuff. So I've now won 10 of my last 11 in a row in fantasy.
You know what they say, though? You get too hot too early.
I'm not hot early. I'm not even hot yet.
He doesn't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Dylan beat me.
I know. Well, so with that in mind.
Oh, well, Dylan wants to know who the one lost was, too.
Where?
Oh.
Was it Dylan?
What was the problem?
I had 7 bye weeks that week. Because remember, I auto-drafted at the beginning.
You did.
Of the
That's
so
right.
I couldn't work around the bye weeks. This is me GMing around an auto-draft to first place.
I have to say I'm impressed by what you've done.
I fought.
Because your original team was not great.
It was not good. And I fought. See, this is the thing about being a sportsman. You know, sportsman right here. You know, and a humble one at that. Just a humble guy that happens to be the greatest sportsman in this city's history. But a humble guy at the same time, just calm, keeps to himself, keeps calm, and just kicks butt in fantasy week after week after week. It's just what I'm about. All right, we'll have some phone calls before the press conference at the top of the hour. What are the odds it starts on time?
Zero. No, I don't know. This isn't Nick
Sirianni
we're talking about.
This is different.
Here.
I think it's going to be right around 4, if not a minute or two.
And I saw that they have a thing up with the whole family.
Picture.
You have Beckham Turner with the parents. They have him, Trey, his wife, and his baby Beckham. I think her name is Kristen. So Trey, Kristen, and Beckham Turner. Nice. All lined up on the TVs. For the press.
It's all about the welcome.
Well, I was going to say, if you were getting paid that type of cash and walked in and saw the pictures, would you be like, you know, I don't need that?
I personally would be like that.
I think so, too.
But I recognize that they might
not
ask
them, please don't do that.
You know, just do the logo. Just do the logo. Or put bags of money.
But you got to do it where the wife can't hear you. Because if she hears you say, hey, I don't want the picture of the wife and kid up there.
Yeah, right.
Sleeping in the doghouse after getting the payday. Could you imagine you got to sleep on the couch?
I'm not sleeping on the couch.
Sleeping on the couch.
I'm not sleeping on the couch. Like, unless you going to get a job, I'm going to be sleeping in the bed. I'm sorry. Woo. I'm bringing in 300 men. You can let me get something off. I mean, come on. I took you off a screen. Oh, wait, I didn't take you off the bank account. So let's go slow with the anger when I bring in 300 million.
Humble. Remember. Listen. Very humble.
Humble listen. Over there.
By the way, I got a question. I got a question for you.
And I would stay at home. I wouldn't give her a trouble out of anything. Whatever you say, honey.
Exactly.
Whatever you want.
We've all seen the same picture of welcome Turner family, but right. What does it remind you of when you first looked at it? What's the first thing you thought of?
I don't know.
You know what I thought of? Like one of those religious shows on TV.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, that's just the black drop they did.
Yeah, it looks like a religious show.
Nah, I just thought it looked like
coming up next, it's Trey Turner and family.
I just thought it was just the
family talking to us about
for the thing,
our family life in baseball.
No, that you know that's going to come up because now little Beckham is going to grow up in Philly. He looks like he's like a year old. He's going to be here at least till middle school.
Yeah.
At least till middle school. So, because he's got a full no trade. Bill, let's go back to the phones. Bill in Lancaster, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. I had a former Eagle player mentioned, and then something on the Phillies.
Sure.
I like our current linebackers, but the one player I was upset to lose from the Eagles a few years back was Jordan Hicks. I know he was an injury risk back then, but he's been a pretty solid player since.
Yeah, I mean, they have depth at that spot for the first time in a long time. But he's a good ball hawk football player. He's only 30 years old. Yeah, he has 97 tackles so far this year and 3 sacks and an interception. Yeah, he was an injury risk back then, but he was always productive when he played. That's actually a really good one, Bill. Good outside the box one. That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks. And then you guys are talking about personalities on our team.
Yeah.
Do you think after seeing how the fans fed off of the Phillies last year with the playoff run and into the clubhouse, do you think they'll kind of carry that stuff over into this season?
That's a good question. I hope they do because I hope they realize that people weren't just excited about the games, and they were damn excited about that. But getting to know the guys, I think, made people like them and root harder for them.
Yeah, if they're even remotely smart, they'll come out and be human beings instead of being hidden gems somewhere. Because that's what it seems like. It seems like since COVID, a lot of players were hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hide, people don't get to know you. And that's just not a good thing for a fan base.
Yeah, so I hope you're right.
These young guys.
What do you think?
These young guys. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see these young guys coming through.
Yeah, what do you think, Hunter?
I think it just builds right over. It's a confidence level. It's just the approach of the season, knowing where last season went and where it left off. I think you kind of just pick up right where you ended. So I think it would be them as we saw at the end of last season.
And, Hunter, I was wondering, I got a group for you for Dombrowski.
Okay.
I think if you joined in at the Phillies games for Dombrowski's, Lebowski's, showing up in a robe, sunglasses, and flip-flops, it would really tie the group together.
No, this is incredible.
That's awesome.
This might be the greatest call ever. I'm just saying.
Thanks for that great call, Bill.
Phenomenal call.
Here's the only problem, though.
What?
Now you got, so Lebowski, will people get it automatically?
Yes.
Like Wolfpack, everybody immediately got.
The big Lebowski.
I think so.
No, what I'm saying is when people know why they're doing, they would know Lebowski. Would they make the jump to Dombrowski?
I think so.
Well, if everyone's got maybe a way that we can get the hair. That silver gray and hair he's got, it's beautiful.
What about in July?
What about
it's going to be warm in a robe.
Oh, because we're not crazy. We have
drinking
people,
white Russians.
We have people
and being stoned the whole time.
We got people in
December. You guys have to add a little stink on it. Yeah, we can talk about the costume.
Well, that's all
good.
You
guys adding stink to it.
We like stink. There's shirtless guys in January at the link when it's snowing.
That is true.
I am against that.
They just want to be on TV.
Yeah, I'm against that. Well, wear clothes.
Here we go. I love that. You get fired up on any sort of apparel and clothes.
Just wear clothes.
I was there the other day. It was a little chilly out.
Now, were you shirtless?
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing I did.
Pop the shirt off? First thing?
I had my daughter with me.
Oh, all right. She wasn't there, though. Ricky Bowen would have been there swinging his coat.
Jeannie Pablo.
I'm going streaking. Who's with me?
Oh, man. Matt Redding. Talking about Cole Hamels. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. I had an ex-player that I'd like to bring back. I know you're going to say he's not active, but he is. And he's a tie-in to the Burles Babes and the Wolfpack. How about Sal's pals? Sal Fasano.
Sal Fasano?
Yeah.
He's still active?
He's a catcher coach and a bullpen coach for Atlanta.
Oh, man.
Not active.
Doesn't count, man. We're talking about
as active as my
buddy
is right now.
Cole Hamels is coming back to play baseball, not to be there. We would love him to be a coach on the Phillies. He wants to come back and pitch. The point, the premise is to come back and play, not to be out in the bullpen telling somebody about to change up.
His last year was 2008.
Kids are in high school that were born when he retired.
I want him back as a coach. He'd be a perfect for him and Stubbs can have perfect post-game celebrations. They can take turns carrying the 24-pack. It'd be perfect.
You could have chose anybody. And that's what you came up with. That's actually impressive.
I'm going with Sal Fasano.
You didn't even know how to pronounce his name.
Oh, the hell with it. Why don't we put Larry Bowen at shortstop?
Come on.
Hey, I apologize. I have problems.
No,
we're having
right.
fun
we're just
with it.
Play it, Matt. Calm down. Hey. Come on.
Obviously, I meant to be fun.
He's 51 years old.
Yeah, I know. We're having fun,
man. We're just having fun, man. I appreciate the call, man. Oh, boy.
That was good.
That was a good one.
At least, you know, he came out stern with it. He wants Sal Fasano
back out there. Just there to hold 24 packs. There you go, fellas. Here you go.
Well, him and Stubbsy would be passing out the beer.
Here you guys go. Hey, I got you get a 24, you get a 24.
Guys, I got to hurry up and empty this because I have to put it on my head. So hurry up.
Yeah, come on. on Empty the Box. 610-632-0975 on the other side. Your phone calls and hopefully right on time, the Trey Turner press conference here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever. 610-632-0975 is the await the Trey Turner press conference, 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Excited about this coming up. What happens there?
We should be.
Is it ready?
I see it on the Philly.
Oh, and now we will go right now to the Trey Turner press conference.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. You guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Good afternoon, everyone. As everyone knows, earlier today, the club formally announced the signing of Trey Turner to an 11-year contract. And now we are very excited to not only welcome Trey to Philadelphia, but to introduce him as the newest member of the Phillies family. Speaking of family, I'd like to make special recognition of Trey's family that's in attendance here today, beginning with his wife, Kristen, and their son, Beckham, and Trey's parents, Mark and Don Turner, and Kristen's parents, John and Don Harabedian. Thank you for being with us. In a few moments, you're going to have the opportunity to hear from Trey, as well as Phillies President of Baseball Operations, Dave Dombrowski, and General Manager, Sam Fult. But at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Dave, who's going to make a jersey presentation and some opening remarks.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's a very exciting day for the Philadelphia Phillies organization, our fans of the organization. A couple of things to be said. Just before I get into that, I want to offer everybody here, the person doing the introduction here, had a very special moment at the winter meetings, Kevin Gregg, when he was honored with the Robert Fischel Award for Public Relations Excellence. So congratulations. Also, too, and as I'm sure the questions will come in, I do want to send a special, of course, thank you for the person that makes this most responsible happen and for doing what we're doing in our organization and supporting us every step of the way. This, our main person and individual from an ownership perspective is John Middleton. John, thank you very much. Also, before I get into the final one, I do want to thank the people that really worked on this contract and made this happen. From Trey's perspective, we had a chance to meet his wife, Kristen, down there in Florida, and Beckham also, and Don also. But also a special thanks to the CAA group with Jeff Berry, Andrew DiCario. Thank you for making this happen with us and working with us. So without further ado, the special time for us, we're very happy to add to me one of the best players in Major League Baseball, an exciting player, adds so much to our organization, well-respected. I can't believe the number of times I've had people, not only now, but over the last few years and for me in my career, saying, geez, the most exciting player in baseball I ever watched is Trey Turner. Is there any way you can make Trey Turner a Philadelphia Philly? Unfortunately, we're at that spot that we're able to do it. We have some players in our organization that are very helpful in this regard. Trey knows them. I'll let him talk as well as us about it. But a special moment for us to welcome Trey, to me, one of the best players in Major League Baseball. Of course, shortstop for us. And with that, also, we are very fortunate because we also found out that the number he really likes is 7. So we were able to make sure that we had number 7 available. So, Trey, welcome, and welcome aboard here.
Right.
front and center. How about that?
Yeah, I got a haircut today for you guys. I had a long month for me and Kristen, and it's been a heck of a ride, but we're glad to be here. And it's to these guys' credit, and to the guys that you mentioned, John, my agents and all that, and my little one over here yelling at me. But it's been a heck of a month, and we're excited. All
right, thank you, Trey. So, members of the media, if you have a question, there are microphones on either side of the room. Just raise your hand.
Before we go. I didn't know this many people were going to be here, so bear with me. But I definitely want to thank, obviously, the people in this first row. My wife, she's been, you know, every step of the way with us and our child, and kind of holding it down at home when I'm on the road and whatnot. So she's a rock star, and thank you, love you. My in-laws raised a great daughter, and you guys help us out so much. Thank you. For all you've done for us, especially, you know, this last month. It's been tough. And then my lovely parents, you guys. It's been a long time playing this game, and you guys have brought me around to countless tournaments, countless venues to watch me play at all ages. And you know, from starting when this kid's age in diapers and swinging the bat in the front yard, to college, to professional baseball, and now to here, it's been quite a journey. And you guys have been awesome. We leaned on you a lot in this this experience, and we love you guys, so thank you. And you know, there's plenty of coaches and training staff and so many people that have helped me, my friends, my family from home, my sister, helped me in countless ways through the last, you know, 29, 30 years, and they're important to me as well, so I definitely don't want to forget them. And it's been a fun ride. We're excited to be here. Got a lot of winning to do, a lot of baseball games to play in the stadium, and hopefully many, many good memories to share with you guys and the Phillies fans and John and everybody. And we couldn't be more happy to be here. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Trey. So why don't we start with the questions? We'll start in the back with Jimmy.
Hi, Trey. It's been right here. It's been reported that you received offers that were even richer than the Phillies offer, and you turned those down to come to Philly. What made the Phillies the team for you? What made Philadelphia the place for you? What were the attractions?
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to have some good offers on the table, and tough consideration going through it. But me and my wife, we wanted to weigh all options, try to take the process as serious as possible, because we look at it as a partnership between, you know, whatever organization we were going to pick and our family. We were kind of looking at it as an all-in, you know, a long time, but we're all in. And you know, we sit down, we talk for a long time. Money wasn't, you know, necessarily the number one option for us. Obviously, it plays a part, but we just pictured ourselves here. I pictured myself in this uniform. She pictured living here and having family come and visit. We pictured playing with, you know, Bryce and Schwarber and a lot of those guys on the team now, Kevin Long. It just seemed like a lot of things added up and pointed us in this direction, and we were excited about it. This place is fun to play. I've watched a lot of the playoff games, and this place was rocking. So just a lot of things pointing this direction, and we felt really comfortable and really happy, and we were really excited about it. So a lot of things.
Okay, we go to Howard on the right here.
Trey, as a honest, down-to-earth guy, and I think that's who you are from everything I've read. The chatter in town is, where is Trey Turner going to hit in the lineup? And I know you have your thoughts, and I know you're going to share them with all of us right now. One or two, and I know you're going to be really, really truthful in all this.
Well, I would say that's not my job. That's these guys' job. So I'll and Rob's job as well. So there, Rob, that's on him. You're gonna have to ask him those questions. But I will say, I did get a phone call this morning from Kyle Schwarber, and he asked me the same question. And I hadn't thought about it much, but you guys got a pretty good leadoff hitter. We have a pretty good leadoff hitter in Schwarber. And I don't know. I don't know if he stole a lot of bases last year. He's kind of coming around there. So I don't know if I want to kick him out of there or, you know, I don't know what it may be, but I think it's going to be fun playing in this lineup up from top to bottom. I think there's so many guys that can contribute, so I'm excited. I don't really have a preference, truthfully. I don't really care, but I'm gonna give Schwarber a hard time on that.
Where have you been the most comfortable in the lineup?
I used to lead off a lot the first 5 years of my career, but the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, I hit second and third, not much leadoff. So, you know, I'm pretty comfortable anywhere. I told them kind of in the process is I like hitting the same spot every day, trying to learn my job and who's behind me, who's in front of me and all that. But ultimately, we're going to have to get together in spring training, kind of make those decisions. But I'm all ears and just excited to be here.
Thank you, and I'm sure Rob will dance around it, too.
Okay, we'll go to Alex on the right.
You mentioned watching the playoff run this season, and I'm wondering how much of a consideration that was in the decision that you ultimately made and what it was like to experience that.
Yeah, no, it was a big factor for sure. I think playing on a winning team was really important, and an organization that wants to try to win championships for not just 1 year but a long time. And John and these guys, Dave, have committed to that, and that was a factor. So to go along with that, you know, you got to perform and you got to live up to those standards. And the boys did that last year for sure. They were playing really good baseball at the end of the season. It looked not only fun for the players but for the fans. It seemed like there's kind of that family aspect, and they were in it together, and I think that was more what jumped out to me, is how much fun the players were having and the fans together than anything. And you know, you could hear it through your TV how loud the stadium was. And I played here many times, but I don't know if I've ever seen it like that, and rightfully so. I think you know, making World Series and playing at that time of year is really important and really fun. So it definitely was a consideration.
One second, you mentioned Kevin Long and Bryce. I'm wondering how involved they were in this process and how often you were in touch with them.
Yes, Bryce texted me a little bit early on and told me, you know, he was there for us. Any questions? Kristen had been texting Kayla a little bit about that as well. You know, what the lifestyle's like, all that. Things you can't really see, you know, on the field. So they answered a lot of our questions. And then the morning of, I called Kevin Long and I said, what do we got? And so I talked to him, and I still have questions about the hitting coach. I don't know about
that. Let us know if you're comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But had a pretty good phone call with him and just what his perspective. And, you know, I think a lot of the things he said matched up with what, you know, I believed. But it's nice hearing it from the inside. And so I talked to them quite a bit, talked to Schwarber a little bit. But they did a pretty good job of, you know, not trying to influence me too much one way or the other. And I think it was kind of our decision. And that was a nice aspect of it. And we're excited to join these guys.
Okay, Scott on the left.
Trey,
to Kendrick.
Oh yeah, Allie Kendrick, another one. Trey, to follow up on Bryce's influence on you. I mean, it's an 11-year contract, so it's probably the rest of your career. He was in that position 4 years ago and chose a rest of his career contract with the Phillies. So, did you kind of lean on him for like, hey, if I'm going to make this decision to spend the rest of my career somewhere, all of my 30s? You know, I want to make sure it's the right place. How much did you really lean on him, given the length of time we're talking about?
Well, I mean, that's the kind of approach that me and Kristen took, or Chris and I took, is we were committed 100% to where we were going to sign. We weren't going to try to do a short-term deal, or I don't know. We weren't trying to get the most money. We were trying to, you know, kind of build a family and be in a spot for a long time. So I know he went through that. And these guys spoke so highly of it here, not just him, but Schwarber and all these other guys. And we asked those questions. We looked at it from that perspective as well. And so hearing his answers, I think, were important, because, like you said, he did the same exact process. It's not fun, by the way, and I didn't enjoy it very much. It's a tough process. It's hard on you, hard on your family. And when you're making that commitment, you want to do it right. And he was a factor in all of it. And you know, he kind of said the same thing. He said, I told you it wasn't that fun going through it. But I think we shared a lot of the same experiences and share a lot of the same values and look at it the same way. And he was a good influence on me.
And just for Sam and Dave, when it's a contract of that length, how much do you try to dig into, you know, like the crystal ball of how someone might age over the course of, you know, 9, 10, 11 years in this case?
Well, you do as thorough a job as you possibly can. It's not an exact science, but of course you look at that. We have a lot of people that look at that type of information. We really integrate all that information, and you make your decision in that regard. There's no exact crystal ball, but spent a lot of time doing that and looking at the individual and the talents that's involved. One thing I do think is that you sometimes have to differentiate between a normal big league player and an elite athlete. I do think there are some differences in that regard too, and we have done a lot of research in that regard. So an elite athlete can last longer at their performance level than, say, other individuals can.
Okay, we go to Pat on the right.
Trey, how you doing? It's obviously been a short period of time that you've been here, but outside of the fan base, what is it that you know about the city of Philadelphia?
Honestly, I don't know much. I've played here a lot, obviously, but I feel like there's so much more to explore. We've been driving around the city, and I'm connecting things together. Oh, yeah, I know that place. I know this place. Had a great dinner last night, and for us, we're pretty simple people, but we enjoy food, and I know this city's got its fair share of good food, so it's going to be finding those little holes in the wall and places that we enjoy, but I got a lot of learning to do, I will admit, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about sharing that sports complex with the other teams. I think that's a really cool, characteristic of a city. I don't think that's always the same in other cities, and kind of sharing that sports atmosphere. I know this is a sports town, and we love our sports here. So I'm a football guy. I watch hockey. I like it all, and I think that's going to be another cool experience for me, going to those games, basketball games and whatnot, and I'm looking forward to that. So need to find the food spots. Any recommendations? I'm listening, and then sharing sports with, you know, everyone here. I think it's going to be really fun.
Okay, go to Tom in the back left.
Trey, with the game of baseball changing the way it is, how important was it for you to find a place where you could evolve even as a shortstop because of the shift and everything that's going on with Major League Baseball in the near future?
Yeah, I think I learned a lot last year. I thought I'd shortstop, and I'm excited to kind of apply those things going forward. I think I have a lot of improvement at short. I think I can play much better than I have, and it's going to be, you know, putting the work in and actually doing it. Obviously, you got to prove it, you know, but I want to prove it more to myself than anything. I think I can play at a really high level, and I think that process will never end. I think I'll always be trying to get better, especially defensively. Like he said, I think I could play for a long time using my athleticism and learning my body and all that. I think we'll continue to get better, and I think that'll help me there. So I'm excited about the future, excited to get back on the field from a defensive standpoint, because I think I got more room for growth there for sure.
You've obviously been in the World Series. How much can you add to what this team has gone through this year to advance to the next level?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's hard to win that time of year because you're playing such good competition, right? But I think the good teams I've been on, we've loved each other. We loved hanging out. We loved doing things together. And those are kind of things I talked about earlier. That's what this ball club had. So hopefully from a baseball standpoint, I can obviously add to it, I would hope. But just from a clubhouse standpoint, I think I'll fit in great here and kind of continue that that chemistry that these guys had last year. I think that's really important. And that's how you make deep runs. That's how you, you know, when you're not playing well in June and July, that's how you get through it. It's because you want to be together. So I want to add to the baseball aspect, obviously, but I'm looking forward to being in that clubhouse with those guys.
Matt in the back right.
For Dave or for Sam, I wonder how important that postseason experience that Trey has was in this process of identifying him as the right guy to add.
Well, I think it's extremely important. Last year, we had a talented group of individuals going into the 2022 season, and one of the goals that we had was trying to add somebody who had been through a championship caliber team and won a world championship. I think it meant a lot for us to bring Kyle Schwarber on board at that time. I think he added a different perspective, not only from an ability perspective, but in the clubhouse. And Trey brings that same mentality. So I think it's extremely important for us to bring people on board when possible that have that championship caliber, that championship attitude, and the experience and winning it. So a big difference maker for us.
Okay, Todd in the middle left.
Hey, Trey. We had heard from the beginning that you were the team's number one choice as far as the shortstops, and I'm wondering if you have any memory of early on in the process hearing from Dave, Sam, anybody, Jeff, any, you know, about their interest where you went, wow, these guys really want me bad.
No, yeah, that was the first meeting we had. They came down to our house in Florida and sat at the table and talked and tried to get to know one another and whatnot. And, you know, I told them, I want to be honest with you, and all I ask of you is you just be honest with me. I didn't really care to, you know, play the games and all that. And he told me right then and there, it was that was their number one target. He goes, you know, you're looking at other players, obviously, because they have a job to do. But he had told me that. So, I mean, from right then and there, I expected them to, you know, come after us hard and try to do everything they could to get us in a Phillies uniform. And, you know, I took them seriously from the get-go. And like I said, I just asked them to be honest with me, and they were. And turned out, and here we are now. So
when they leave your house and you talk to your wife, what's the reaction? It's like, wow, that, you know, obviously you were impressed, I guess, but what was, do you remember any part of that conversation?
Well, I know my wife was very excited because growing up in Flemington, New Jersey, is not too far from here. So from a family aspect, I know she was super excited. She, you know, she said time and time again that she was kind of leaving the baseball side of it up to me. So I'd ask the baseball questions and whatnot. But the family side was a lot of her doing, and we were kind of teammates in this. So, you know, we weighed all the pros and cons, like I said, and I think the family aspect was, you know, a big factor for us. And you learn that through these meetings. You know, you learn how much family means to these guys, to John, to Bryce, and Schwarber, and other players with kids on the team. You ask them about their experiences, and I remember she was excited very early on about the possibility of this, and so was I from a baseball standpoint. But you got to do your homework and ask your questions, and it added up.
And how many other in-person meetings did you have with other teams?
I had a few. I don't know what I am and am not allowed to say, or what. I don't know. I had more than one, but I thought it was important because, you know, like I said, I wanted to do my homework. I wanted to find out, you know, what people are like and get into a face-to-face conversation and learn one another. And I think that was a big plus for us in the process, was sitting down with teams and actually talking it through.
Okay. Alex on the right.
Trey, you mentioned that the team chemistry seemed really strong. I'm wondering what gave you that impression. Was it just something that you saw during the playoff run, or something that you heard from the members of the Phillies that you know? And
I think it's more, you can see it. I mean, it's hard to fake that. You know, you can see guys in the dugout and on TV. Obviously, you know, you talk to these guys, and Kevin Long, Schwarber, Bryce all said how good the clubhouse is and how good the guys are. But I think you can see from far too, playing against them. You can see it, but you can see it on the TV as well. And it's very noticeable, and I think it's special when that happens. It's hard to do because every year, right? You think it's a new team, new players, so it's hard to do every year. But you know, last year, I think the guys definitely had it going on for sure.
And second, it seems like the plan is to move Bryson Stott over to second, and I'm wondering if you've had a chance to chat with him yet.
He messaged me on Instagram real quick, so I texted him my number and said, you know, if you need anything, let me know, and I'm sure we'll be talking in the future. So he just kind of said congratulations. He's excited, you know, for me to get over here. So I'm looking forward to meeting him, talking to him, and kind of sharing the middle infield with him. But I haven't got a chance to really sit down or text with him, call him, or anything like that. So I'm looking forward to that.
Matt, back left.
Trey, you know your body better than anyone. This contract takes you through, I think, your age 41 season. What gives you confidence that your skill set, you can be a productive player into your 30s? Why do you think you'll age well on film?
I mean, I could talk for a long time on this. I don't know. I bet on myself all the time. That's kind of why me and my family are in this situation, is I kind of bet on myself every step of the way, and I'm a competitor. I hate losing, whether it's, you know,
like board game, whatever it may be. I don't like losing. So I think I'm going to compete for as long as I possibly can at the highest level I can, and I'll just bet on myself every step of the way. And, you know, I put effort into it, whether it's, you know, in the weight room, the training room, the batting cage, wherever it may be. I put effort into it, and I take it seriously. So I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't plan too far ahead, maybe even other than this contract, but I don't plan too far ahead. I try to focus on the day, and I think that, you know, focusing on what's right in front of you, I think will help you in that long run. So that's kind of how I view it.
Anything additional for Trey, Dave, or Sam? All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Dave, Trey, Sam.
You guys, appreciate you.
That was the Trey Turner press conference, 610-632-0975. We'll go to break right now and react on the other side here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
I'm just going to play the bells.
Best show ever, 610-632-0975. Right there, the best contemporary Christmas
absolutely
song in the world by far in the last 35, 40 years. It's the best one.
She wasn't ugly in the video either.
No, she was not. But also the voice and things like that.
Of course. The voice is pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the voice
okay.
is pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
it works.
I blocked somebody on TikTok yesterday who has a whole page dedicated to saying that J-Lo is a better singer than Mariah Carey.
What?
So I didn't block the person. That's blast. That's not a person I want to be friends with.
That is not true.
Yeah,
I love J-Lo.
We love J-Lo.
No.
But come on, cut it out. All right, Trey Turner, Treya Turner's presser.
Treya.
Now, all right. There was a few things we'll talk about, but let Was anybody else slightly perturbed? And this is just a question, because I recognize I'm a weirdo. You don't put on the hat because of a haircut?
Come on. Put the hat on.
Put the hat on. You're a ball player.
Is he not going to wear a hat at the,
oh,
in the games? Because
Rob was there.
Oh, he's just on the side.
A pitcher just came out of Rob. Well, he didn't want to answer the question. Who's leading off today?
Yeah. So that was the first thing. Then, okay, he thanked the in-laws before his parents.
Ooh.
Is that just a smart move?
My mother would have kicked my ass.
Well, I noticed that.
You know when they say Philly's a different breed? Think about the details that we're looking at right now. That's amazing.
By the way, my mother would have stared at me like, are
you
kidding
mad.
Me?
Right, she would have
really?
Been mad.
The in-laws okay. first?
Every mother should be mad at that.
If I'm Robin going, you go in-laws first, you're not batting first.
Ooh.
That's what I would say. Ooh.
And that was the next thing. Kyle Schwarber called him to discuss it, and then he made it light, and it was funny, and he had, you know, some nice little moments, but he made it was clear, like, we've been talking about it because it's a thing. Clearly, it's a thing to Kyle Schwarber. Now, maybe Kyle called him and said, hey, whatever's best for the team, or he said, I hit 46 home runs. I'm really comfortable there. You like the two-hole, right? It was just interesting that was mentioned, because the other stuff was, you know, we talked on Instagram real fast. We texted. Yeah, I got a call this morning from Kyle Schwarber.
You don't make the call unless you're making the statement, this is my spot. Because if not, you would just let it go as planned. You would just let it flow. But he called to make a statement.
Schwarbs was probably sitting there going, huh, he's got his presser today. Uh-huh. I might have to make a statement before this goes any further. And he gets asked the question.
He probably had a couple pops in him, too.
In the early morning.
What, Schwarbs?
Maybe he's Bloody Mary. Maybe he's in Jamaica or something.
Morning.
Never know.
It's the off season.
He's coming out of the weight room.
Oh,
sees
yeah.
the alert. The guy lifts weights. He's a big guy.
He drinks beer, too, though.
He drinks beer.
He could have been doing both.
All right, he did his workout, and then with his protein shake, there happened to be a Miller that slipped into the bottle.
I like it.
Either way, the phone call about that, obviously his wife being local came up.
Yeah.
The son's there. It's a full family affair. You had him, his wife, his son, his parents, her parents, all there. He seems like he's comfortable in Philadelphia. It seems like he's comfortable here. No big, let's correct me, I'm wrong. No big, like, huge bombshell came out of the presser, but about probably what we expected.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, before you see anyone play baseball, it's all, how did the process go for you? And, you know, what were some big things? And one thing I like, though, is, and we heard Jason Stark say this yesterday when he was on with us, about just the way Dave Dombrowski handles things in the beginning. Like, we weren't messing around. We had the conversation. He felt like, hey, these guys want it. This is what we want. And from there, you just kind of make it happen. It wasn't, you weren't beating around the bush.
See, as a ball player, I think here's what I like about Trey Turner, mm-hmm. is that he enjoyed that part of it.
Yes.
He enjoyed that, you know, don't come down here and with all your bundle of garbage and send it to me. I don't want to hear that. Let's get down to what this is really about and let's finish it. Let's see if we can't get this done. And to me, isn't that what it's really about? I mean, how many players are like, oh, I need the coddle. Can you come here and coddle?
Like that, yeah.
There are certain guys like that. He doesn't seem like one,
right.
Which kind of I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
At least he just wants to play baseball. He knew where he wanted to play. His wife's from New Jersey. They wanted to be here. I think it was just a match that was made a long time ago, but it was just had to take some time to get there.
Yeah, and the other part, he mentioned that it looked like, and the $300 million obviously helps everything, but he was going to make a lot of money anyway.
Right.
He did mention during the press conference, and we'll play some cuts in just a little while. Obviously, Dylan has to turn him around. It was like a 27-minute presser. He mentioned that they looked like they were having a lot of fun during the playoffs because he's sitting there. His team gets eliminated. He's watching, and he says they look like they were having the most fun.
And do the Dodgers have fun, or is it all business there? Because they're always, like, supposed to win it. So, I mean, I want, to be fair, though, I want the Phillies to be in that spot where every year they're projected
we'll
to
We'll still
finish.
Have fun, though.
Does anybody else feel this about Dodgers? They it seems as though guys that go out there turn soft.
I've heard, all right,
you know,
it's funny you say that.
Andre Ethier. Probably could have been one of the best players you've ever seen.
Yeah, he fell apart. Now, Mookie hasn't done that to Mookie Betts, but it depends on the play.
Not yet.
Nah, it would have happened by now.
And it didn't really happen to Turner, but Turner kind of went quiet when he got out.
He had a down year. 298.
Yeah, so here is the what he said about Kyle Schwarber.
I will say, I did get a phone call this morning from Kyle Schwarber, and he asked me the same question, and I hadn't thought about it much, but you guys got a pretty good leadoff hitter, or we have a pretty good leadoff hitter in Schwarber. I don't know if he stole a lot of bases last year, he's kind of coming around there, so I don't know if I want to kick him out of there, or, you know, I don't know what it may be, but I think it's going to be fun playing in this lineup, up from top to bottom. I think there's so many guys that can contribute, so I'm excited. I don't really have a preference, truthfully, I don't really care, but I'm gonna give Schwarber a hard time on that.
React on the other side. 610-632-0975. Yeah, we'll get to the phone calls and Ricky's reaction to that quote here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
75 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever, 610-632-0975. And just had Trey Turner's press conference about what we thought. One thing was a little weird, though, that I have never seen before at a press conference, and it was this.
I don't want to mess my hair.
I called him a couple days ago, and I missed him, and he called me back, and he missed me, and he said, I'm getting a haircut, so I look good for the press conference.
We'll put this right
front and center. How about that?
Oh, yeah. I got a haircut today for you guys.
Let me ask you this.
He's getting a lot of haircuts, apparently.
You're getting a haircut.
Uh-huh.
Dave Dombrowski calls. You don't pick up?
You don't have to. You already got, you know,
I'm under the thing. I'm not picking the phone up. Let the barber do his work.
We can't be like, hey, I'll call you right back, getting a cut.
No.
At the barber.
If I'm under the smock, that's it.
The guy who's giving you $300 mil.
I already got that money.
Wait a minute. He said a couple days ago I called him, and then Turner said, can we play that one more time? I want to hear this one more time.
Sure.
So you don't want to mess my hair.
I called him a couple days ago, and I missed him, and he called me back, and he missed me, and he said, I'm getting a haircut, so I look good for the press conference.
We'll put this right front and center. How about that? Oh, yeah. I got a haircut today for you guys.
That's the double haircut?
He got two haircuts in 3 days.
And right. Dombrowski gets the call back, and he doesn't answer? This is outrageous.
It's not that outrageous. What are we doing here? They signed him now. It's not that crazy.
I just think it's funny.
But with that in mind.
Didn't want to mess up his hair.
It was odd. That was all. But most of the other stuff was just the normal stuff. Booney is dead set on him. He thinks it's non-negotiable that he's the leadoff hitter. Booney thinks.
Non-negotiable. Say that to Kyle Schwarber.
It's definitely negotiable.
So here's the other part, though. Seems like he's happy to be here. He mentioned that when they went down to Florida, and they don't do the Zoom thing, they go to guys directly. They said his wife did the lifestyle stuff. He did the baseball stuff. I think that's a good division of power there because once he's here, he's going to be busy a lot. I mean, he'll find out about rent. He mentioned that he likes food. It's always weird when people say that because who doesn't like food?
She knew exactly what she was getting into. You don't think she knows the Philadelphia area?
She knew the area.
She already knew.
And the in-laws clearly were big involved in that. And then he looked at the baseball part, thought that these fans looked like they were having fun. Obviously knows Bryce Harper. They have a good relationship. So and it all comes together. And now it'll just be the countdown to spring training and how it all goes. Did anything else jump out to anybody before we go back to the phone?
No, it was a pretty generic thing that happened there. Yeah. I mean, that's you expected about exactly how he would react. I didn't think he was overly, how do I put this? Like he wasn't doing backflips.
No,
he was just happy to be where he wanted to be, and that's it. Let's move on.
It did seem like he said at one point, I'm surprised that this many people are here or something like that. Like, well,
he did sign
with Philadelphia. You know,
we care.
Yeah, we do care.
We're kind of a big deal. Do you know where in Jersey she's from?
Flemington.
Oh, so South Jersey.
Yeah,
Central South.
Yeah, no such thing as Central. I'm one of those.
There is Central.
There is Central.
You're pro Central?
Yes.
Oh, that's because
100% there's Central.
He lives in Central.
You feel that way when you
live in South.
What would you call Princeton?
Central.
Thank you. Me too. Ooh.
So from Trenton to Edison is Central. North of Edison becomes
is North.
I'm not surprised you have this take because you're more familiar in that area.
Yeah, I just do a lot of work up there.
There's a couple white castles in that area. I know that.
Yes, I like a white castle.
There are. I used to
like their french
castle.
Fries.
Used to be one right across the street. In fact, in Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, the one they referred to was
Cherry Hill.
They said Cherry Hill, but there was not one.
It was in Philly, right?
No, it was the one across the street from Pensacola High School at the time where there's a Wawa now.
I know there was one right down the street from the stadium a few years back.
They were talking about Pensacola, and they didn't want to say Pensacola in the movie, so they said Cherry Hill like some suckers.
I would take that personally.
Why wouldn't they want to say Pensacola?
Because people might say Pensacola, like you just did, rather than Pensacola, like it's correctly said. That is why. 610-632-0975. Got some people who are patient through the press conference. We should hear what they have to say. Steve in South Jersey, you're our 97.5 The Fanatic. What did you think about what you heard today, Steve?
I gave him a little bit of time to get there. That
you're a little muffled there, Steve.
You sound like the Peanuts teacher.
There you go.
That's better right there. How you doing? Yeah, what did you think about the presser, Steve?
I liked it. He reminds me a lot of the guy that we just paid for 13 years. That's why you can see that they're friends. And
he reminded you a little Bryce Harper.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, give him a little bit of time. The fact he can be a statement, though.
Say that one more time?
Well, the fat pea hat can be a statement.
Well, he didn't wear it.
A fashion statement, yeah.
But he didn't wear it. And he's one of the few players that didn't wear
it. Statement, you have to wear it on the field.
Yeah, Harper wore the hat at his. So, he wasn't really about that fashion life. I mean, he was about fashion, like his whole thing. I bet you he's getting ready to go take photos with the family.
Maybe.
And that's why he's probably going to dinner afterwards.
That means the wife
was like, don't mess your hair up
because you're going to look bad in the photos. Because there's a lot of people there. They're going to be taking pictures all over that ballpark. They're going to be taking them all over. And then they are going to go to dinner. And they're going to go out. They're going to take a lot of photos and stuff. So he didn't want to mess up the hair.
Him and Beckham going to be sitting on the mound. And they're going to take a picture. Although, who knows what's even there.
Beckham was a little noisy to start.
A little bit to say there.
Got a little fire to him.
Calm down, all right? You're set for life, kid. Just relax. Thanks for the call, Steve. Hey, Beckham. Chill, man.
He's only what, one?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he know better?
Wow.
A lot to be learned, my son. A lot to be learned.
In a way, it was cute, but you don't usually hear the baby at the press conference.
Right.
But apparently, he was trying to talk to his dad. Yeah. He sees his dad up there.
You think he knows?
How many?
Yes.
You think he's like, damn, 300 mil?
No. I think he knows, though. But I do think that he knew that all those people were there to see him.
Yeah, definitely.
That, I think he was like.
He won't know until he's about 8 and all the kids at school are like, your dad's rich.
Yeah, like he's going to be in a rich school and he's going to be the richest person at the rich school.
Yep.
Him and crew? Isn't that Bryce Harper's crew?
They could be in the same school.
Yeah, they could end up in the same school.
Not in the same grade, same school probably.
Yeah, they end up in the same school. And
imagine that high school baseball.
No, what? Harper had another one. Yes. The younger kid is even closer to
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn and them are like 2 years apart. Maybe only a year apart.
Maybe a year, yeah.
Yeah, they could end up in the same grade. I don't know exactly how old Brooklyn is.
If one goes to school early, yeah.
Well, I don't know if how old is Brooklyn? One or two?
I don't know.
They might both be one, is my point. They might be the same age.
I can't remember even when Bryce got here. How's that?
Well, I know she was pregnant with the first one, and they had another one since then.
Ever since the COVID years, my mind's been a mess.
Well, that happened to a lot of people. Tom in Philly, you're a 97.5 Fanatic. Hello, Tom.
Hi, y'all.
How you doing?
Good, good. Funny you mentioned Princeton. Turns out that Princeton is 2 miles closer to New York City from the tip of Staten Island than it is to Northeast Philadelphia. And I know that because they measured it when we had territorial draft picks and Bill Bradley was involved as a Princeton
grad. And he ends up with the Knicks.
Right, but that's still central New Jersey.
It is absolutely central New Jersey. Mm-hmm. No question about that. Anyway, I did like the trade Turner, presser, but I called about the Giants and Eagles game because it's one of my favorite games. Having grown up in Manhattan, the Giants were my boyhood team, both the baseball and football Giants. And it's funny that the baseball Giants have been gone for 64 years, and you still hear these commentators that they weren't even born. They still say New York football Giants. But I've converted, since I've been here for over 60 years, now I've converted to all the Philadelphia teams. And this is, I don't dislike my boyhood team, but I love to see the Eagles beat them each time, and I get back at some of my family that way.
So how do you think this one plays out?
I think the Eagles win by double digits, but I have a question for you guys that I really don't know. From what I understand, Daniel Jones was like a number 6 pick. Is that correct?
Yeah, they picked him high out of Duke. It was Gettleman.
He went over a couple guys, too, that he should have, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, that's my question. Is Daniel Jones really that good?
No. No, they made a mistake. They drafted someone who isn't going to be able to take them to the promised land. That's what happened. Gettleman's no longer there for a reason.
That's exactly what I thought, too, and I'm glad to hear you guys confirm that because I couldn't believe that he was picked number 6.
That's what we do around here.
There you go. Thanks for the call there, Tom. You know, there's people mad at me.
Why?
On Twitter. The guy's upset that we were being funny about the loop thing. He's mad at us when he called in before. He's mad, and then some podcast that's now blocked thought that we didn't want Schwarber to lead off. But that's why they're blocked, because I'm done with people who don't actually listen.
Did we say anything bad about Aaron Loop?
No, we were joking around.
Yeah, so, as a matter of fact, we were talking about how the guy dealt with the Mets. He had a .95 in 57-plus innings.
You can walk a well, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
People hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, you can take a moron to information, but you can't make them think. 610-632-0975. We'll take more of your reaction on the other side. We're going to have fun in the 5 o'clock hour here on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever. 610-632-0975. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by God and Door and Window. Take advantage of God and got his big year-end sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUID or visit goguida.com. So I'm noticing something on social media with ladies. A lot of ladies really were impressed with the Trey Turner press conference, and they're pulling quotes and talking about it. And don't get me wrong, it was fine. But Jen, did something jump out to you, like, as a female? Did it hit you different?
No.
How about the looks, Jen?
I mean, he's handsome.
Yeah, but,
all right.
Yeah, it was just weird. It's like,
there was
he's
nothing.
He's no Casty.
There was nothing. Oh. What'd you call him?
He's no Casty.
Yeah, he could actually hit.
Shots fired, Ricky Poe.
I look at this press conference that it's no different than any other that I've watched. It wasn't special. Yeah. It was more or less, he just told us how he felt, and he told us his wife was from New Jersey, so that kind of, kind of went into everything that he was thinking about, and he's happy to be here.
And that's great.
How do you say, like, wow, that was awesome. There was nothing different.
I was not overly impressed by anything.
I thought it was a little, even though it went 27 minutes, it felt short.
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
It moved well. Also, there's people online that don't understand our game today. Yeah.
So, out of them.
Yeah, it's weird. It was like this guy, Stephen Gordon, that called in about the loop thing.
Yeah.
He thinks that we were really talking about real life.
Like actually acquiring
Aaron Loop. So people just tuned in. Word of the day is return. And we've been saying with Cole Hamels actually wanting to return to play, we were saying what other former Philadelphia athletes would you want to return? And since Luke pitched 4 games for the Phillies, he could return. We were saying that there's better names out there in the sports world, like Hector Neris, for example, that would fit. It was a
that used to play here that are currently still playing in a major level.
I had
with either
one
sport
that I just found out today no longer plays in the NBA. I thought he was still kicking. I would have went Lou Will.
Right.
Lou Will off the bench for this squad. You feeling it or no?
Hell no.
Getting some buckets. TJ McConnell?
Hell no. Absolutely not. I don't want any. No. Ew. No. Whatever. Ew. I didn't like him the first time the way the city did.
Spencer Hall still kicking?
He's still doing this.
What?
This is for our 610-771-0975 number.
Yes.
And we have Hunter just throwing out everybody's name he could possibly think of about today.
So let's talk to Jake, and then we'll get to the question of the day later in the day.
Going
to
keep going?
Because some people didn't understand the game. Jake in White Castle?
You're on that White Castle was on 73 in Upper Pensauken.
Yeah, absolutely
kind of,
right.
I was kind of brokenhearted when that thing when they closed that one up. But
the Wawa's there now, right by the high school.
It was all for the best because I would have had to grease my, my doorways to get in and out of my house. You know, just one of those sliders, the cheese sliders, are like 340 calories. But
one of them. Yeah, if I was eating one, I was eating 12.
You mean four of them? Yeah, no one's having one.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But I grew up in Fords, which is in Woodbridge Township. So when you're talking South Jersey, I had to move from Highland Park when they took the Phillies off my cable system down to Plainsboro. And Plainsboro outside of Princeton. So I progressively move further and further south. But I dug the press conference myself. So, quite honestly, it sounds like what you guys are talking about over here almost makes it sound like Days of Our Lives. You know what I mean? But
well, we're just having some fun.
So when you saw it, did you see the press conference or just hear it?
No, I watched it, man.
Right, so you saw it. So have you ever watched, is this your first press conference you ever saw?
No.
Right,
no,
so what was different? Did you notice?
I live and breathe Phillies baseball.
Right, so.
This is like,
Jake, did you notice that he didn't put the hat on?
Yes.
So why would it be bad that we noticed it if you noticed it?
You got your radio
on the background. Thanks for the call, but you got to turn the radio down.
You know what? We're not blasting anything.
We didn't blast anything.
It's about what we expected we would learn in a press conference. It's introducing a player to a new team. That's what you get. I mean, what you see is what you get. It's not like we're going to learn, you know, what he's going to hit this year or how many home runs he's going to hit this year. No, it's about, hey, welcome you to Philly, and how does your family feel about it? And
correct.
That's that.
Yeah, it's hard for me to have the takeaway of that was great. Now, it wasn't bad. It was just there. It was just a thing that you kind of have to go through more than anything else. I don't have really many takeaway. We're joking about the hat and the wife. That's just because there's nothing else to really grab. If there were things to grab to make this thing great, we would not be discussing if he put the hat on or not.
That was the entire point. There was not a lot of meat on the bone there outside of talking to Swarbrick about the top of the order. He mentioned he likes sports and food, and he mentioned a lot about family.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
all the things he did is what's expected at an introductory press conference.
The thing that was odd was not putting on the hat,
which is different when
most people do, and thanking the in-laws before the main family, because that was wrong. I could imagine a scenario where his mother got upset with him because I think about it. If I thank my in-law before my dad be like, I worked all that overtime all those years doing, and the first person you're thanking is. Stevie J would say something about it. If I'm being real.
The video you retweeted the other day when someone said about your mother.
My mother would give me a straight guilt trip for 2 weeks, and then finally she would say, "Hey, you know why was I or were we second in the press conference?" And then I'd be like, "Oh, my bad,
I'm in trouble." As I'm saying it out loud, I think I'd realize in my own head I'm screwed. You make sure you make no eye contact with your family because you just know. It's going to be tough. Wash your mouth out with soap?
That used to happen.
No, it got worse than that. That would have been a
soap.
That
would have
been something light. But 610-632-0975. We'll quickly get to the question of the day because it's intertwined what we'll be talking about today. The phone number is 610-771-9705. Jen, what is the question of the day today?
If you could bring back any former Philly athlete currently still playing, who would it be?
Currently still playing. So a guy who has played with any of the sports teams here in Philadelphia at the highest level and is currently still playing somewhere.
Right. So because Cole, and the reason the question is, Cole Hamels wants to actually return to play baseball. So is there any other Philadelphia athlete maybe slightly more qualified to come back hypothetically? And I will stand by, despite what anyone else says, Loop would not be above Jimmy Butler.
How about Sean Rodriguez? He's still playing?
Oh, please, no.
Bring him back.
So, should I get my answer?
Yes.
Okay, so Dylan actually said this one, but I can't think of anyone better, so I have to rock with it. I like Drew Holiday as an option here. Mm-hmm. I think Drew Holiday would be a huge addition to this squad. What do you got, Ricky Bell?
I said Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
I always liked him. I think it would be interesting.
Him and Harden,
you couldn't get the ball away from either one of them, so I don't know if Embiid would ever get the ball.
You might have a better shot putting Drew in here just from a fit standpoint. Jimmy and James?
And then what happens with Maxie when you bring Drew in?
Drew has to need the ball, too.
I know, but I think he's more of a we can work around some things.
Well, I mean, I don't need Jimmy. Jimmy Butler would be at the bottom of my list. I don't ever want him back because I don't need him telling me how hard he's working all the time. If you've got enough time to tell me about it, you're not working that damn hard, Jimmy.
You hate Jimmy Butler.
He's just one of my least favorite human beings on earth, like as far as sports go. Just always insisting upon himself, dribbling a basketball at 4 a.m. just to bother, just because I'm putting work in. Or you're a jerk. Like, go to a gym at 4 a.m. dribbling in a hotel room. You're just a jerk.
Like,
you're not hardworking. Just imagine. Who did you name your person?
It would be Jimmy Butler.
Oh, so two Jimmys.
Yeah, well, I liked him.
Mine would be Hector Neris.
Okay.
Of course.
Hector's good.
Hector Naris, Club Tyrone member. 610-632-0975. So you can get that in 610-771-9705 for the question of the day. For the regular phone call, 610-632-0975. And we'll talk to Chad and Brandon on the other side here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. Most of us have had fun today. Some people are very upset about the day today.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
You should see on social media. Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. I know when I'm, like, on edge. I haven't been on edge today at all.
No, not at all.
You wouldn't know it by Twitter.
Really?
And get rid of three different people.
What an awful place to live.
I'm just sitting there trying to, like, I have, you guys will be honest with me. Have I been on edge today?
No.
This was probably our lightest show since we started.
Yeah.
Like, right from the rip, Ricky's doing all sorts of crap. He's fired up about music.
All the notes. and jamming up to Brother Washington Jr.
I think people think we don't have a good time. I think they just think we're off the wall all the time and fired up and shooting bullets at people all the time. No.
I think some people don't want us to have a good time. I think that's
more what it is.
Yeah.
We've been talking, like, things are good right now. Like, I'm sorry. Things are good.
Right. When they're good, you poke fun at a press conference.
Right.
That's what happens.
Things are good.
Get over it.
Things are good.
Here we go.
See, we don't have to do that. We don't have to play into it. We can keep on having a good time. But it's because we're going to get back to the phone calls. I think things are going so well with the Phillies and the Eagles right now. I think we're just holding a mirror up to what's going on. And we happen to know that a guy had a couple funny things in a press conference that would get us individually in trouble. You're a newly married man. I've met your parents. I met your mom
and your
stepdad.
That's
if you signed a contract and you think your wife's family first, they might have to feel a certain kind of way about it. I'm just saying. Your mom's bouncing off the walls, all that energy and stuff. She's
adorable.
Yeah, like little lady running around and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you go and didn't thank mom and dad first, they might look at you side-eye after the presser.
I know. I know they'd be looking side-eye after the presser. I couldn't believe just because we all know, right? We know how this works.
Yeah.
When I heard him go in-law first.
And also my family. I was like,
And also.
Mom, I didn't mean it that way. Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you put them ahead of us. How dare you? Uh-huh.
Now, that should have happened in the moment. That would have been cool.
Right. Had she just said something right there.
How about if his side just got up and left?
Drama. So it's about them.
Okay. All right. All right. See
you later.
Left the
you only came out of here.
Right. I carried you for 43 weeks. You didn't want to leave.
You got to be kidding me.
Right. You were 3 weeks late because you didn't want to leave. I carried you for 43 weeks and you thank them first. I'm just saying.
Where were you getting your milk from, son?
I feel like Ricky's heard some of this before.
Yeah, I feel like this from experience.
Never know.
Or at least some people, So that was all we were doing with the press conference was having a little fun because we noticed some things. That's all it was. Are we still all happy that Trey Turner's going to be batting second for the Phillies this year?
Yes, batting second.
All right. Let's go back to the foes. Chad in Brookhaven, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I called him once before. So, Hunter, I have a name for the Dombrowski section of Citizens Bank Park.
Here we go.
The Big Dombrowski.
The Big Dombrowski. How do we feel about that?
Is that like the Big Lebowski?
Yeah, it's what we're playing on there.
You're playing on that a little bit.
Ty doesn't seem to like it very much.
It's not that. It's that I don't think he should have one, period.
Imagine the right field.
It should be a players only. Maybe the manager. For me. I'm saying for me. I'm not saying, but you open this door.
I think it's beautiful.
You open this
door. I think like a old school type thing, maybe like a We Dig Dombrowski and have guys in construction outfits with shovels out there.
That's not bad either. But Chad, I want the mask and the gold. The silver gray hair. Imagine the entire right field. Everyone in right field.
What a team president.
All looking like Dave Dombrowski.
Now think about your scenario.
That would be awesome.
That's what I'm thinking.
In right field. So, Bryce Harper now, it's September 15th. He's playing his first game in the field.
Puts his hands up.
and behind him is a bunch of Dombrowskis.
And
rather than have something for Bryce Harper in right field.
I'm telling you, go the Disney round. And you have the Dumbos out there, but it's Dombos, and you have his face on it, and everybody's doing the ride around
this
the circle.
What I'm saying. Why are we doing this for the team president? We haven't even worked out the things for the players.
No, this is fantastic. Chad, this is fantastic. I'm glad you brought this back up.
Go ahead, Chad.
Yep. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
That's all you got?
Thank you for the call.
I mean, it's not that it's all he's got. This is very, very important stuff we have to establish.
We don't have anything for any players yet. And you're leading with something for the team president, not the manager, not the general manager, all the way up there.
The president. Yeah, that's right. I think it would be hysterical to see so many of them, like 300 Dombrowskis.
The hair helps, though.
The hair
helps the visual.
It's what makes it funny.
I like the
Dumbo thing.
Both of them. You guys are going through all this. How about you guys take some of that creativity and apply it to the players?
Well, that would be foolish.
I've been thinking about the players.
You guys got nothing when it comes to the players.
Well, hold on. We can't just force things. If it's not there, it's not there. This one's here.
It's there with Dombrowski.
This one's here.
This is blasphemous.
I mean, what are you gonna
do? I can't believe this. Brandon Huntington Valley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey guys, love the show. First time calling in.
Thank you.
I think you guys are doing great.
Thank you.
Tyrone, I told my best friend in LA about you. He's been following you on Twitter, and we absolutely love what you are doing with everything.
Real fast.
I just want to say, you never know the relationship between people and their family and their in-laws. So,
yeah, I'm a married man. I recognize that part. Go ahead.
I'm a married man too, and very close to my family, and would love them. But it's a different relationship with my in-laws, and I might slip and say them first.
Oh my goodness,
Brandon. Now we don't know if he had issues with his family or something like
that. I get that part.
That's different. But assuming you love your parents and
they
were there.
Yes,
yeah, they announced that it was him, his wife, his son. And also the in-laws and his parents, they were all there. So what I'm saying is, Brandon, if you signed a big $300 million contract tomorrow and your family was there and your wife's family was there and you're signing a big deal, who would you thank first?
You know, it really depends on I guess you guys are right. I guess I would thank my family first.
Of course. Think about your mother. Forget your dad for a moment because it's different with dads. Think about your mother. Unless you have an issue with her, you don't have to tell us all your business. Don't you think you would end up thanking mom?
Yeah.
You know you would. You know you would. Not saying that I loved my late father-in-law. Like, he was my guy. Like, I loved my father-in-law. Absolutely would thank him, but I'd have to thank my mom first. That's all it is.
That's fair.
Yeah, man.
I want to bring up a current athlete who I think would fit perfectly with the team.
Former Sixers player that would come back. Go ahead.
Former Sixers player, Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday's a good one. Thank you for the call.
Really,
Drew Holiday's a good one. He is, and they need another ball handling point guard anyway for when Harden's out.
So many people freaking out about this.
It was just all we were saying was in our lives. We would end up getting chastised.
How about Wheelers like bikers? And have a bunch of bikers out there.
Wheelers?
Seems forced.
It is very forced.
See, 6-1-0. But gray wigs aren't forced.
Wheelers, wet willies. How's that? If everybody who comes in gets a wet willy in their ear.
Oh, ew.
Who's doing the wet willy in you? You got a fetish?
Darn right I will. Yes, I will.
60,000.
45,000. In 26?
Wet Willies. Ugh, not enough.
Notice I went with 26,
You guys are terrible. 610-632.
I'll pay Booney to do it.
You guys got to start. Booney says you guys got to start writing some of this down and not saying it out loud. We'll be back here on 97.5 Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever. 610-632-0975. Time for our final Twitter poll numbers with Jen Scorda.
Hello. So, will Jalen Hurts... I'm still learning things over here, forgive me. Will Jalen Hurts have another MVP-type game this weekend in his return to the Meadowlands? Of course, he had his worst game there last season. Right now, 5% say that building is toxic. 31% say no, but he'll be okay. 64% say yes, absolutely.
So he's in some kind of groove. If he does it another week in a row, because he's in some kind of groove, obviously NFC Offensive Player of the Week, 2 weeks in a row. And speaking of the playoffs, as we count down, we have something pretty special going on, don't we, Jen?
Yes, we do. As we get ready for the playoffs, we want to come and broadcast from your home if you have the best fan cave ever. Question mark. Mm-hmm. And we want to get you to go to our website, 975thefanatic.com, and post your pictures. You can submit your pictures, and we're going to pick who has the most insane, the most amazing fan cave to broadcast live and kick off playoff weekend. It could be your basement, your shed, your garage, whatever you have. As long as it's awesome, we want to come see it. The winner will receive a live broadcast from 975 The Fanatic and $1,000 to spend at Royal Billiards, so you could add to your fan cave, which is pretty cool.
That's incredible. Now, the rumor is you're going to get the Cuz during the broadcast. Then after John Kincaid and them are all done, they'll stop by.
Got it.
And we'll stop by on our way into the office before we come here to the fan cave as well. So you'll get everybody at your fan cave. Or if you tell somebody, like if you say Tyrone don't come, that's all right too.
Oh, nobody's going to say that.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I guess today, maybe.
They would today. Yeah, so thank you, Jen. I think that's a really cool thing.
It is neat.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. Just so we can reiterate, because somehow people did not understand, they were telling Dylan, we're not actually upset that he didn't put on the hat. We just noticed that he didn't put on the hat. And also, we're not actually upset that he thanked his in-laws before his parents. We just know in our lives, we would get in trouble if we thanked our in-laws before our parents. That's all. That's all it was. Because that second part is real. In real life, we would be upset. Our families would be upset if we thanked the in-laws first for real. The hat thing, it was just different. Because remember the last big, big press conference was the Harper one. And he did the entire press conference in the hat. So when a guy says, oh, my hair, I can't put on the hat, it was just something we noticed. We're all, just to reiterate, because I didn't expect to have to do this, we love that Trey Turner is here for 11 years. We love it. We just were shocked he didn't put on the hat, and we just noticed, he might have heck to pay a little bit later on when his mom calls him. That's all, because she was there. And, you know, he went in laws first. It also speaks to the power dynamic in the home.
You know what happened?
Yes.
Right after that, he was like, all right, we're going to get ready. We're going to go out to eat, have some dinner. And she went, I have a headache. I think I'm going to go back to the hotel now.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Going back to the hotel.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Now they're going to, you know, Steak 48 without
him. Who's paying?
Doesn't matter.
You know who's paying.
No. They got, no. It's all credit card. Forget that. Order whatever you want, honey, because now that the husband's got to, you know. I guess we didn't do a good enough job raising him. He doesn't really love us.
Like, no. Whole thing.
I'm telling you, that's how my mom, rest in peace, would have been. She would have been dramatic about it.
Oh, my mother would be exactly.
She would have been dramatic about it.
Or they go to dinner and it goes around the table. Mom, what do you want? I'm fine.
I don't want to. Yeah. I'm hungry.
The whole time at dinner, you know she's mad. But she's there anyway. She's giving the attitude. On, just the water. Everyone's getting beer and liquor
You don't
and all
think
that?
I'm in deep dog poop right now.
Uh-huh.
Because she's listening at home going, really? Okay. Uh-huh. Wait until you call me later.
She hits you with, my mom would hit me with, you know, it's just another day. You know, no big deal. Hey, we're celebrating. Well, you were. Oh,
You go for a hug after, and you could tell that it was like a half hug.
She's only doing it because she
a little tap on the shoulder.
Yeah, she moves her head to the side.
She's like, all right, yeah. I'm just saying, it's gonna be hectic. Let's go to back to the phones before we do the question of the day. Mike in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey guys, what's up?
How are you?
Good. I know this is just a joke, but number one, I was a big fan of the old show, and I never thought I'd be a fan of this show, but man, you guys, I love it. I watch you guys and listen to you guys all the time.
Well, thank you, Mike. We know people were very upset about what happened. We were just hoping that people give us a chance, and if they like us, we would prefer that. If they don't, fair enough, as long as they give us a chance. Well, thank you.
No, I did. Before, you guys rock. It's really good. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you. I know it's a joke, but I think the fact that he saved his parents for last made it, I remember what he said. Like,
okay,
I know it's a joke, but
yeah, we were playing. But go ahead.
I know, but I mean, I heard what he said about his step or his other parents. But when he talked about his real parents and about driving, and I know that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's not stop, man. Mm-hmm. And that's what I appreciate. I liked the fact that he saved them for last. So that's all I'm going to say.
That might be a good way of looking at it. We could all be wrong.
Now, I'm going to say this. If the Eagles stay healthy,
mm-hmm.
they're going to kick butt.
I agree.
That's what I think.
And they're getting I'm literally knocking on wood right now. It looks like they're getting healthier. Maddox looks like he's going to be back. And Goddard already announced he's back next week. His shoulder apparently is fine. So it looks like, again, literally right now, knocking on wood, they're actually getting healthier in December, which was the goal with the way they handled their preseason. So up until this point in the season, they're not at the finish line yet. It looks like the way they handled things was correct. That's what it looks like right now.
Like I said, as long as they stay healthy, man, God bless. Absolutely. I love you guys.
Thanks so much, Mike. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it does look like, because remember, we debated this early in the show, would the healthy, getting everybody to the starting line, would that lead to more guys making it to the finish line? We're not at the finish line, but 75% through the race, they're in pretty darn good
shape. There's been some injuries, but they're injuries that you could deal with and that you can get these guys back within a couple weeks, which is, I mean, that's great for the NFL.
Relative to the NFL, they're extremely healthy.
And now,
to the NFL.
It's different because the 49ers just lost Jimmy G, but a reason why everybody was feeling good about them was because you could see the difference in what was happening week after week as they got healthier. So just to look at it with the Eagles, you get this. The team's already rolling. But
here comes Maddox back.
Right.
Here comes Goddard back.
Well, I mean, you look at a team like the Niners. I mean, the one thing they had going for them is that, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo was playing well, and then all of a sudden you bring in Christian McCaffrey, all of a sudden they're a beast, and then you lose your quarterback. Everything kind of falls
down.
They've
lost two quarterbacks because their original starter, Trey Lance, young guy, gets hurt, and then Jimmy G, we got him. Yeah, that's another reason why the miracle, because we've seen it, Nick Foles, both before that season and after, he's gotten hurt all the time. He was going to retire because of injuries, yet after, because think about the Super Bowl year, if Wentz gets hurt, and then Foles gets hurt like he tends to do. Remember, he missed with the butt contusion and all that that's happened since then?
Sudfeld. Don't think the way that year went, you don't see Sudfeld going out there and giving you
zero.
Four times.
You know what?
Zero
you know percentage. What? The way that magic year was, who knows? Maybe all of a sudden he goes crazy.
He has a statue.
But I don't think so.
Sudfeld statue.
Imagine if Foles and Wentz had to go to work the following year and look at the Sudfeld
both
statue.
Both of them looking at it.
And Sudfeld saying, can we get Philly? And it's Sudfeld.
Sudfeld runs over to the sideline and does all that.
Could you imagine? So they lost two quarterbacks.
If he would have said it, he would have said, yeah, no, Nate, no.
Nate, shut up.
chill. Urban Philly, you're 97.5 to Fanatic.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing, man?
How you doing,
Herb? Great show as always.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I'm just getting out of my funk about the two more wins. All we need is to win the World Series. I think TT, that's why I call him now. Well, after his press conference, it got a spark. I got a little spark back. But
TT, you call him?
TT.
I call him TT.
Okay.
I call him TT. He got a nickname already.
All right.
TT. I don't mind that, the TT. You know, we know once a year on Dog Night it's going to be Turner and Hooch Night. We worked out that during the last break. It's going to be Turner and Hooch Night. So you're excited about everything with them. So what are the chances? At the end of the World Series, there were some fans that said, boom, they're going to make it back next year. And we said, well, hold on. It's hard to get back there. Now, how do you feel about their chances of getting back there and winning it this time, Herb?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I was in the funk up until a couple of days ago until we got Turner, you know. So I'm ready to go. And he got to be careful because that press conference, I watched the whole press conference too. Did anybody peep when he said, when he's talking about his wife, what he doing, what his wife do? And he said about her being at home, the way he said it was like, it was like, you know, it was skeptical how he said it.
I didn't notice that.
That might have snuck through us, which a lot of the stuff didn't.
I didn't notice that. We'll go back to the tape.
We'll check this one.
Yeah, it was like you know, she's like, she take care of home. He didn't say it like that. It was like,
she's at home. Like
he said definitely like at home, but it was like, you see, you look at it. Forget the exact words. I was home for so long, I forgot.
See, now people are going to blame
Thanks
us.
For the call,
who listened to our show.
Wait a minute. I thought it was something to the fact I want to thank my wife because she takes care of everything at home when I'm traveling.
I didn't take that with anything at all. I didn't notice that. We told you the two things we noticed. We noticed the hat. And we noticed the fake in the in-laws. Other than that, everything to us seemed above board, correct?
Like, yeah, Herb's trying to get us in trouble.
Yeah, we didn't. Jen, you didn't notice it, right?
Nope.
Ricky, you didn't notice it, right? Nope. That's not us. We only noticed the two things.
That would not slip by us.
That would not have slipped by us. Like, if he had said it like that. Because the tough part is, sometimes some of these people got their home and then they got the team of maids. So at some point in some households, they go, what exactly do you do? You know, because they got somebody cooking. They got somebody cleaning. The kids are at school at that point. And then sometimes you do wonder, like, oh, I what do you do?
What do you do all day?
You go to yoga? Like, okay, that's an hour.
That's an hour, right.
You don't do the grocery shopping.
Target.
That stuff happens.
That's another hour.
Target, by the way.
Yeah.
If they're in the major leagues, it's now Target.
They have a little kid, so clearly that's not the case right now. That's another reason why I really don't think he meant that, because they got a little kid. So the kid's not at school all day. And they don't.
Not yet. So somebody's watching him.
Her, most likely, right, while he's traveling and doing everything else. Kenny, before we get to the question of the day, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kenny?
Man, Herb is ready to start something real big.
You heard him. You heard him. Wasn't us.
Jeez. But listen, man, I want to say this first. I didn't see the interview. I'm just getting off work, but I keep it real, man. My mom, she wouldn't care if I think the last. Long as she got a house as big as Mar-a-Lago's, she good. Now let me not have $300 million. I'm walking in the house and the doctor shows is hitting me right in the head.
Boom, as soon as you come in for not thinking the first.
Bang! Why my name ain't come out your mouth first? But listen, I'm going to keep it real. I remember last year, L.A. Rams got all them people, and the Dodgers got all them people. I was like, when Philly going to be that? We that right now.
Correct.
And you know what?
Correct.
Let's love it. I'm right here loving it. Like, listen, we them boys right now. Forget Cowboys. We them boys. And we get all them people back healthy. I mean, I can't wait to smash them. I mean, that's all I want for Christmas is the beatdown of Dallas Cowboys.
You're going to get it on Christmas Eve, which is even better.
Well, and think about, you talking about the epicenter of the sports world. We got the Eagles Cowboys on Christmas Eve, and then Sixers Knicks on Christmas Day to go with everything else that's going on. Kenny, it's going to be fantastic, man.
No, listen, you can say the Sixers can look whatever they want now. We can go in as a 6 or 7 seed, but we're going to be like the Phillies. You ain't going to want to play us. I promise you that.
Can't rule that out. Thanks so much for the call, Kenny. Man, all right, let's see what the answers are as we go to the question of the day.
This is the question of the day. Let's go to the answering machine.
610-771-9705 is the number for future reference. What was the question of the day today, Jen?
It was, if you could, let me find it again so I get it correct. If you could bring back any former Philly athlete currently still playing, who would it be?
And that's in honor of Cole Hamels attempting to make a comeback. Let's see what the answers are today.
I'm going to say Cole Hamels. You know, he might not be the best player for us, but as somebody that saw 2008, 2009, and all those years, I think that It would be really great for marketing. And I also think that he has some juice left in him. So I don't know. I think I'm gonna say Cole Hamels.
Wait a minute. How does he know he has anything left in him?
I don't know how he knows that.
That was a statement he made, that he has juice left in him.
They throwing around.
Does anybody know? Anybody see Cole throw?
No, I haven't. And they got a $200+ million payroll. They don't need marketing money.
No.
They doing all right.
They're doing fine.
I think we should bring back Claude Giroux for the Flyers.
Claude!
How you feel about that?
Claude?
Claude?
You can stay going, Claude, for the way you left.
I like it. Bring him back. Light the lamp.
Of course you guys want him back.
Hunter stole my Philadelphia idea, and I'm finally calling Drew Holland, and I'm finally calling for the actual question of the day. I always leave messages about other subjects. Would have been my first ever good call, and it was stolen. So it's not even going to happen. Unbelievable.
Oh.
So that's why we played it. That guy calls every day to talk about something other than the question.
And he finally had something.
And he finally had something, and you crushed his dreams.
He stole
actually,
it.
I guess I have to blame Dylan at this point. Because if he didn't bring up Drew Holiday.
No. But you brought up like 40 people.
You did. You were talking about their home.
Yeah, I had a bad day today.
Or it was a really good day.
Either one.
I would bring back Holmes from the Kings. I would bring back Sarich or Holmes from the Suns, or I would bring back Landry Shamet. Address each and every one of them: size, toughness, shooting, all in one.
I lose my mind. Why are people so
Landry
obsessed?
Shamet?
No. The Holmes one. Why do people are so obsessed with the third string and the backup center behind Joel Embiid? Like, why do they need another center? They have three centers on this roster, and now he's going to add Rashawn Holmes. Like, why?
You can never have too many centers.
Yes, you can.
No, you can never have too many.
Athletic.
Put 12 of them out there.
Goodness.
I don't know if this counts, but I'm taking Mikal Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
That counts.
Well, nope. He never played a game. But it counts because they draft. See, that's the tough part.
Doesn't count.
I don't think it counts.
That doesn't count?
No, because remember, we said he had to play, and he never played for
the
Sixers.
That is true.
So under this parameter, it doesn't
count. Oh, is he on the roster?
Never.
Nope.
All right, no.
Who I would want to bring back the most would have to be Rocco, Robert Covington. I would love to see him come back.
So overrated.
Rocco. All right. Well, listen, we had fun today. Thanks to everybody listening, watched. Of course, thanks to Dylan and Booney. Up next on the radio, Cuz's Corner from the South Philadelphia Race and Sportsbook, followed by Devon. And on the TV, Birds Huddle and a Fantasy Football Happy Hour. We'll talk to everybody on Football Friday tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.